This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen up. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found online at Duo.com. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Thanks, and have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Okay, welcome.
Only three.
Thank you. Better. So much better.
I think you need a few more.
I broke it. Oh, there it is. Came out of nowhere.
We get it. It's Christmas time.
I don't think that was that a Christmas song?
That was yes. Jingle Bells.
No, Jingle Bells is this.
That's what I heard.
That's Jingle Bells.
It was close.
He's Colt Bash isn't on, which yeah, is, I heard, I which heard. Is great actually. Yeah, he can't be hurt. Cameron's nodding at me like he's doing it on purpose, which is amazing. Neither is Matthew. He's not on either. Well, I guess Cameron has made the decision that these guys don't matter and their lives don't matter and their feelings don't matter and their opinions don't matter. They just claim they don't matter. Bash is number three on the network. Matthew's not even on the network. He's not even allowed.
That's good.
It is.
That's
it's good.
We don't need Matthew.
Although, I would like to point out the irony of the fact that Cameron has not yet allowed Bash to speak, but on our live stream right now, we are Colby and Bash, which to me doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yes.
So
tweet at Bash, even though he's not here technically.
Yeah. At what's his, he changed his name now.
Oh, it's Michael Bash 3.
The other two Michael Bashes got there first. Was that what
really
happened?
Did.
Like, he's just staring at us because he can't speak.
He can't defend himself.
He can't do anything. And it's not even our decision, which is the best part of it. Cameron's just decided to be like, no, he doesn't talk. Which
his mic's
I.
He's actually been on for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, then.
Oh, I kind of hoped it would be still be off, and Cameron just told him that he still would have been off. Matthew's is still off, which is still great. Cameron has decided to be the gatekeeper. You have to do something in order to get the mic. I don't know what it is because Bash hasn't done anything but twirling Jafar beard at me for no reason whatsoever. And Matthew's still talking to the mic like it's going to be on, and it's not. It's not on.
Jafar beard.
What's up with his hair?
I don't know, man.
It's. Oh, now it's off again.
Yeah,
oh, this is the greatest.
I'll just pop in and out.
Yeah, I hope. Just throughout the show, Cameron's come up with a list of keywords that are said or not said that will require the microphone to be on or off, which is great. And we're still Colby and Bash. So.
That's us.
Yeah, I was going to actually talk about the show. Like, we're back.
Hey, we're
Colby.
Back.
We're number one.
We're number one.
We're number one back by popular demand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really.
No.
Well, actually, really, we are number one.
We are.
But we're not back because of popular
but
demand.
We're not.
Because we literally don't care about you.
We don't.
We appreciate
There's
that you
no
care about us. But it is a one-way
involved.
Street of care. You send your care our way. We do not send care back.
We reciprocate with one show every
We do.
8 months
actually,
or so.
Actually, this is the second episode this year.
That is true.
And
they're getting a gift.
We did two episodes last year.
We did.
We're very,
we're on
very
new,
close.
Like, track right now. It's like two a year.
Yeah, we can't start that trend.
We can't. It needs to be one.
So just because me and Colby are gracious gentlemen who have given you two episodes
two.
A year for the
Count
past
them.
2 years?
One and two.
Does not mean you should expect two shows.
You shouldn't.
You should only expect
one. Because
it will not happen. For all I know, you may not get another episode of this show until this time next year or later. It could be December 31st. We have done an episode
we
on December
done.
31st to meet that deadline.
Could be that time.
We literally had a gap from January 10th of 2009 to December 31st of 2010. So we could still do one show a year. That's how great we are. Bash, does your microphone work right now?
I don't care.
It Ooh. Does. Ooh, it Ooh. Does. That's awesome. Matthew, what about you? Nope, still not Matt. It's beautiful. I love it. Well,
I hear his laughter sometimes, though, so I feel like Cameron's just over there just up and down.
He's just going up and down. Cameron was up till 3 a.m., is that right? 3 a.m. last night?
Ish. Yeah.
3 a.m. ish.
Okay.
And so he got like 3 hours of sleep, if that. And this show, well, we started recording it at 10 p.m. our time, and it will not end until 1:30. So Cameron will be up. He's still not. Can't hear him. Cameron will have not slept for nearly 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
And he's now drinking. So it's kind of like we've got Mad Max running our board a little bit. Like, we just don't know what's going to happen.
He's unpredictable.
He is.
He very much is. And I'm kind of curious to see what he can do.
I am, too.
What his other powers may be.
One time we may go off.
Yeah, you never know.
That won't happen.
That won't.
It won't.
Because I'll hit him.
Bash, how's your mic? Oh, yeah, he's still there. That's good.
That's all I'm giving you.
We see in the wild, Bash is still there on the microphone, just waiting to be turned on.
And now,
are you doing British or country? Because it's
Peaky Blinders.
Was Australian.
It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it's still bad.
That was Australian.
No one told me, by the way, that Chilean. You guys sold Peaky Blinders to me in the worst way possible.
Oh yeah.
Like, here's how you guys sold Peaky Blinders to me.
I didn't mention
Chilean. No,
I meant to.
No, it was.
I didn't
it was
know
this.
His name,
Peaky Blinders were Peaky Blinders. Do you like Peaky Blinders? Yeah, I like the first three, but the last ones weren't that good. Peaky Blinders, Peaky Blinders. Let's move on.
We said that.
That's literally your segment. That's basically what
the
I got.
The last ones
out
weren't that good. We never watched the last one.
That was it. You watched the first three, and then right. You decided it was a great show, and then decided to not watch the rest. Yeah. That's what happened.
That is what happened.
And I love Cillian Murphy, and he's in that show, and I had no idea.
And, and he's pretty good in it. I mean, have we watched more than what we did the last time? I don't think
we've
gotten
any
further
three or four,
into it.
Yeah,
did you guys know that he's actually British?
No.
Yeah.
Is he British? Tell me.
He is British.
Okay, he's British.
Well,
no.
He's Irish.
In the show.
He is not being his self in that show. He's doing a British accent. He's from Ireland. He has an Irish accent. And every movie I've ever seen him in, he's American.
Right.
And when he spoke, I did not know that he was not of America.
Yeah, so apparently we brought this show to the attention of our public.
I think you did, yeah.
And,
I never had heard of it until you mentioned it.
I don't know much about it.
I don't either.
I thought he was Irish in the show.
I kept on telling him that
pretty
he was
sure
not
he was
Irish,
the Irish
in the fucking show. And
they only had two people,
oh
two
God.
Groups that could have possibly stolen these guns. It was the Irish and it was the
I heard
it was the IRA and
the,
it was
which is the
Protestants
the communists
or something.
Communists.
Yeah,
that wow. Is. Anyways,
communists.
I thought it was some.
Yeah,
religion.
This is a
the
different
commies.
Show now.
The commies.
Yeah, the commies and. Mm. Obviously, they're not communists,
no.
So I thought they,
no,
were,
they were
the Irish
no.
Because they were the ones who stole the guns.
Well, they're just gangsters,
about
and they planned on
no.
Selling it. I do. He doesn't. I at least know the content that was filled in the four shows we watched.
I don't.
I should check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it is good.
The problem I've discovered with Netflix is, so HBO is very similar to Netflix. They both have great shows with no commercials, boobs, blood, all the things you love.
Yep.
Difference is that HBO runs ads for other HBO shows in between HBO shows. Mm-hmm. There's so many shows on Netflix that are originals and supposed to be good, but I don't know what they are because there's no Netflix originals channel.
Right. I wonder if there's a categorized button at the top, I think. But,
oh, maybe there's one under there.
I don't know.
Yeah, you could probably find it.
Original. Matthew's talking. We can't hear him. It's so, it's so great. Cameron, can we get 1 second of Matthew? Say something.
All right, we're good.
Yeah,
thanks.
On Netflix.
All right, that was pretty good. I like that. That was pretty good. Oh.
Don't knock shit
I
over,
have
bro.
Giant legs. I have giant legs. Also, I just had my first drink of this vodka and Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be one of those shows, people.
It's one of them.
It's going to be one of those.
It's kind
of
crazy. It's cherry vodka and Mountain Dew. It's ridiculous, actually.
It's actually pretty
it's
good.
It's delicious.
It's really good.
I like it.
I like it. It's
a good combo.
It's really good.
What kind of vodka is it?
It's cherry. Epic cherry.
Oh, yeah.
It's Epic Cherry Vodka.
Product placement.
This is the vodka that our friend Brandon Painter drank probably this much, the bottom third of the bottle.
Jesus.
Went to Aggieville with Cameron, who was his designated driver that night.
And died there?
Well,
from
Cameron's perspective, what happened was Brandon walked up to Cameron in a bar, placed his arm on his shoulder, patted him a couple times, and then wandered off.
He just disappeared.
And Cameron went after him eventually to try to find him and could not. And then I think Cameron ended up picking him up around 6:30 in the morning from the porch of a crack den.
A crack den?
A crack den.
Are you being
no.
Light?
No. It was a crack den.
Not a
that house was a disaster.
It was horrific.
He doesn't seem like the person that would...
Wait, it's not over.
Even
it's not over.
Come close to it.
He was missing his shoes and his keys.
So he was drugged.
Wait, it's not over.
There.
It's not
raped.
Over. And he had been raped. Bitten by a brown recluse.
Definitely
spider.
Raped. There you go. Wait, no, you're kidding.
Nope. Nope. That
are
is,
you serious?
Yeah, that's the cherry.
So he went to the hospital afterwards.
Uh-huh. He did, and he had a giant, gross, like pustule boil looking thing on his leg.
Oh, that's Jesus. Awesome.
Did you hear that laugh? Yeah. That was a genuine.
He
laugh.
Actually laughed.
Bash is all,
we know what makes Bash laugh now. It's people's pain.
Yep. Yep.
The more suffering.
It's just like, that's just fucking crazy.
So that's what we're drinking tonight. And this 175 is 1.75 liter of handcrafted vodka was only $9.99.
Wow. What the fuck?
Was that me? That was him.
That?
He got the mad engineer over here.
Why?
What's happening?
These are his other powers. They're coming out. He's got sound effects now. Oh, that's great. Man, he's evolving as the show goes on.
Maybe he's sad that he's not on this show.
Yeah, he's eventually going to get a microphone.
So he wants to hear.
I think he's just getting delusional because he's so fucking
like,
tired.
That's from ODI.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Will you turn Colby up a smidgen? Yeah, he's a little quiet.
I do talk far away from my mic.
He
so
does.
That happens. That does happen.
Oh,
man. Can we get another brr?
I was just waiting for it.
On the internet.
Got
a second of that.
Went too far.
Went too far.
We have to start over now.
Yeah, we do. We have to. I'm just waiting for the next show to come in. Whatever it comes in. There it is.
Right now. Damn it.
We're only 11 minutes, 12 minutes in, and the show's off the rails.
Oh,
and I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 topics to talk about in these segments where we're not talking about Interstellar, which, by the way, audience, is what this show's going to be about.
All about.
There will be spoilers, and we don't care, because we do not send care down the one-way road towards
it's been
you.
Out.
We heard him.
Yeah. You guys don't care.
Oh, he's back. He's on.
Damn it, Cameron. Now he's got again. He lost it. He was complaining too much. See? Bash appreciates his airtime. Matthew over there, he's lucky to be on. Actually, Cameron's jealous that Matthew's on. That's what's happening.
Yep. Yeah. Voldemort is on over Cameron. That's crazy.
I can't.
That's a parallel universe
right there. It is.
Through some warpool or something.
Warpool? Being a wormhole, right? Warpool. Not a warpool.
That would be the one.
A warpole is...
A warpole is completely different. You don't want to go in one of those.
Or maybe you do. I don't know. I bet Cameron does. He probably loves warpoles.
Jesus. Is that like an acknowledgement? Like a screw off?
That's my official acknowledgement.
He's a robot who can only communicate through dubstep bass. That's how it works.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay. Well...
This is going to be great.
What should we talk about in the very opening of our second show of 2014? What's some pertinent information that our audience or you want to tell people that they should know?
I'm pregnant.
Again?
Congratulations.
It's a boy. We're naming him Steve.
Your dad, really? I would not expect that.
We as
That's
in
so
who?
Sweet. Who's the father?
No one knows.
No one?
Then how are you, as a team, naming this fucking child?
It's just coming out of nowhere.
The baby is naming itself.
There was nothing even to it. There was nothing even
the
to acknowledge, and
itself.
He acknowledged
wow.
it. There's your cups waiting for it. You had a second.
No.
He's going to let me down.
He's distracted.
Now
at
what's
going
to happen is every time I call for it, he's not going to do it. So I'm going to call for it every time like I will right now.
It's going to be random.
He's unpredictable.
Oh, man. No, he has no set trend.
He is a jackass, is what he is. God damn.
Apparently, he agrees with you.
Oh, I want to say I love it, but I shouldn't because it encourages
him.
And I just see him over there laughing to himself.
He is having way too much fun with this.
Oh, God.
Great.
All right, well.
Bash got a new phone.
Yeah.
I did get a new phone.
Does this one have tweets?
Does
it have a color scheme? Color screen?
Yep. It has a color scheme.
Does it have a touch keyboard this time?
Touch keyboard?
Oh. Yeah. His other one was like a fold-out phone.
Back before touch screens existed. Not really.
That's what it will. No,
it has
pretty
a
close.
Touch screen and
it's a very
a
bad
keyboard
touch
with it too. But
we'd love to make a funnier phone.
What phone did you get?
I don't own it anymore, so I have a Galaxy S2. So.
Oh, because the S5 is one that's out now. So why go for the best when you can go for the rest?
I got it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Boom. You can get this. I mean, there's like so many Black Friday deals. They were giving out minivans with Samsungs. They were so desperate on Black Friday.
I don't go to Black Friday exactly, like ever. I'm thinking about going next year, but I've never been other than like late with Susan. We go to buy movies, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just Susan. Like, I don't even buy anything. I'm just with her because I'm a bitch.
Why just her?
Why just her?
Yeah, why
are, person he knows.
She's a,
he knows other people. Like, why is it her every year?
Because she goes to do that every year. She hands me up.
Hey, Susan, you want to go Black Friday today?
So, I'm not going to buy anything.
No. I'm just going to stand there.
I'm going to stand next to you and help you do things.
I'm going
to
judge your movie picks.
She asks me to go, so I go with her.
All right, okay. I'm sure that's what happens.
I did some Cyber Monday shopping.
Want to go.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
I got a new monitor for my camera and a mount to where I can have my microphone and the monitor hooking off of it. So
that would be pretty awesome.
It's going to be legit.
Do you have that now?
It's on its way. It should be here Monday.
I want to see it.
And hopefully we can actually, you know, like make it useful by doing Men of Wit.
Yeah, that won't happen. I know, but I mean, that would be great.
It's always
it's
out there.
It's nice to dream. Yeah, it's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. Cameron wants Men of Wit.
Cameron wants Men of Wit.
That's
back.
What that meant.
Yeah. Men of Wit is the shit, so.
Well, it is, but it's also not a thing, so.
Well, it is a thing.
It is, it exists.
Well, technically, it exists.
It exists, yeah.
Just like gravity is in the fifth dimension, it exists, but it's not a thing that we understand or will ever see in our lifetime.
I mean, you've seen it. You can go watch it right now.
No, I actually...
Technically, you can't, because it's nowhere.
Yeah.
You can watch the new episode and a montage of the old episodes.
That's true.
Right. Wait, you can't watch the old episodes on YouTube or anything?
I should put them up on the Men of Wit account because I just made it. No, as of the moment,
The old ones are not on there.
No, because Duo's YouTube channel is no longer a thing.
Right.
I don't know if you heard this, but about a year ago, we switched to a subscription service where people pay for our content.
Where you signed up once and never logged in, ever.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that Men of Wit was going to stay on YouTube no matter what.
No, you think so? Why? You think Men of Wit is special?
Well, it is special, and I just thought that it was that way.
It would be special if I had more than three episodes.
There's five.
Yeah, there's five.
Ooh.
But one of them I will not let get put out. Like, no.
Why?
The fucking investigation, there's no way.
Why not?
You're joking.
It's the best episode.
You're an idiot. The investigation
is not. I love the investigation.
The investigation is not the best
episode. It's so good.
It's the best technical episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't even finish. It's like half a fucking episode.
That's part of its charm, because you'll never see part
two. And they made me into a fucking robot with a Jew goddamn nose and fake glasses. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's why you should be glad part two's there.
I sure enjoyed the one scene where I ran away from someone, but...
Hey, it was exotic and awesome and
Cameron scenes are hilarious, but...
Actually, my least favorite scene is the interrogation scenes.
Yeah.
That's actually literally my least favorite scene.
That's because they're the most static.
They are. There's
really
just
happens.
Nothing
it's
happening.
It's just all conversation, and either you pay attention or you get bored as shit.
And I get bored as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It does what happens. Yeah.
That's why Bash doesn't like
it. He's on again.
Hey.
Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
That's like an odd sighting.
Awesome. you like being back on the show?
Yes.
Okay, God, he's gone again. That's too bad. We'll never know if he likes being back on the show. It's too bad.
A little bit curious, but not like enough. Nope. Nope.
Oh, is he
Cameron,
back on?
Nope. Don't do it.
Don't.
No, he's not. He's not.
I'm telling you.
His finger is on the trigger over there. I see it. But I'm telling him no. I don't want it. Maybe later.
Maybe later. Well, I like to be surprised.
Yeah.
I kind of like that Matthew keeps chiming in, and every once in a while we get to hear his chimes, and then we go to him, and then he's not there. But, I mean, I do enjoy that he's just randomly exists for a little bit.
He has random comments.
He does. It's pretty good.
It's
in fact, small doses, you know, Matthew's probably always been best in small doses.
Mm.
We could probably dedicate an entire segment of this show to how much Matthew sucked. About how much, like, those times that he pretended to be high on cocaine, and then he just put him on hold, and then he was just normal.
Yeah, you little bastard.
Yeah, and that time I tried to light him on
You did almost light him on fire.
You brought it up yourself this time, didn't you?
I should move on.
Dang.
I should move on. It just makes me, so angry.
How about that Prius?
Why do you keep bringing it up?
Prius.
Hey,
Prius.
Matt.
What about the Prius?
No, you don't remember the Prius? Okay.
I was going to ask Matt if
we were like driving somewhere and there was a Prius and it took like 5 years for it to move into the other lane.
I forgot about that bit of rage.
It took a full minute for them to change lanes.
Holy
just one lane over. And Seth's like, are you kidding me? No!
I just remember there being rage, but I don't remember the exact rage moment.
I can't recall what you said, but it was great.
It was just pure rage. I do remember it was pure rage.
It was so good.
It was like Harvey it was Jew like, rage is what it was.
Dear God.
Harvey level Jew rage. It was pretty great.
Dear God.
You'll never walk in this town again.
That's pretty good.
So you gotta get the jaws flapping.
I mean, the Jews, we already have that, so we're all good, but it works out. Okay, well, we can take a break.
All right, good, because it's hot.
We just blew through that first segment.
It's so hot in here!
I kind of feel bad.
What's that from?
No, you don't.
It's from something. It's from the Colby and Colton show.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
It's so hot in here!
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I stuck my head in
Spider-Man,
my fan.
Bitch.
Did you little bitch? Did you stick your head in my fan? It's not your damn fan! Who gives a fuck whose fan it is? I do! It's so hot! It doesn't even do a damn thing! It's so hot! So hot in here!
That was a clip.
It's a true fan.
It's my favorite of all Colby and Colton things.
That was pretty quotable right there.
That never happened.
That was very close.
It's my favorite thing that ever happened.
Man.
Yeah. That's a pretty good quote.
Well,
are we going to take a fucking break like we talked about?
The best thing that happened at that clip was Bash was, you were going through some phase where you learned the word cock.
I did.
He used the word cock
so much.
I had a fascination with suck my
with
cock.
He had a fascination with cock.
Suck my cock. And every time I would say it, and
I
listen
so
back
hoping
to
for
it.
Him to say, I have a fascination with cock. God damn it.
Wow. I said saying cock, god damn it.
I know what you said.
I have a fascination with cock.
I was hoping you'd
isolate that.
Yes.
Please save
that.
If that, I wish
my
still
cock,
had a...
every cock in the world, all of them, fascinated by him.
Fascinated.
Balls,
by
too,
cock.
They're including.
Balls back with arms. But anyway, Colby was obsessed with cock, and during that clip, which was gold, I used it during a promo.
Yeah.
Bash was like, what does the fan do? And then he started to say something poignant, and Colby goes,
it sucks your cock.
it had to be bleep. So I couldn't use Colton's actual statement, which was good. It was bleeped by cock.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
My
good
younger
job.
Self ruined so much things.
So what do we do here? Because now we're 3 minutes late for our break.
Just take the fucking break right now.
Shut up.
We got to do mathematical work, man.
We haven't covered anything. Have we said hi?
Yeah.
I don't think we've said people. Hi. Hi, we're Seth and Colby.
I think Colby is the only person that said hello.
I am Seth. Hello.
No.
This is the show.
This is it. We don't do shit.
22 minutes in, here's the intro for you.
Okay. All right, well, we'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll come back from that.
I had to turn, so it wasn't as seamless as we wanted it to be, but we'll take a break right now.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
You call that figured it out? We're going to rob the guys who just beat us senseless.
Oh, you want to talk about senseless? How about trying to save us by blowing us up?
We were only going to blow you up if they didn't turn you over.
And how on earth were they going to turn us over when you only gave them a count of five?
Well, we didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan. This is what we get for acting altruistically.
I'm Groot.
They are ungrateful.
What's important now is we get the Ravager's army to help us save Xandar.
So we can give the stone to Yondu, who's just going to sell it to somebody even worse?
We'll figure that part out later.
We have to stop Ronan.
How?
I have a plan.
You've got a plan.
Yes.
First of all, you're copying me from when I said I had a plan.
No, I'm not. People say that all the time. It's not that unique of a thing to say.
Secondly, I don't even believe you have a plan.
I have part of a plan.
What percentage of a plan do you have?
You don't get to ask questions after the nonsense you pulled on Nowhere.
I just saved Quill.
We've already established that you destroying the ship that I'm on is not saving me.
When did we establish?
Like 3 seconds ago!
No, I wasn't listening. I was thinking of something else.
Oh.
She's right. You don't get an opinion. What percentage?
I don't know. 12%.
12%?
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
Totally fake.
That is the most real, authentic, hysterical laugh of my entire life, because that is not a plan.
It's barely a concept.
You're taking their side?
I am Groot.
So what? It's better than 11%. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Thank you, Groot. Thank you. See? Groot's the only one of you who has a clue.
The Guardians of the Internet. Seth and Colby.
Welcome back, friendos.
Welcome!
To the Seth and Colby Show.
Yeah.
With special guest Bash.
Yeah.
And Matthew.
Yeah.
who's still not on. Oh, it's just so beautiful.
I love how he's here, but he's not here.
He's not.
We had a very eventful commercial break.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
The cops came, and they beat Matthew to death.
And he is now dead.
That's why you can't hear him.
And
apparently. Oh, he's back. He's now alive. He's recovered from his wounds.
His mouth can now move.
There we go.
From the paralyzation that he suffered.
So, yeah. Welcome back to Seth and Colby. I guess I technically should play this.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world.
Do it.
Email at SethandColby.com.
Subliminal.
Full disclosure, though, because our soundboard broken, which was a topic we were supposed to get to in the first segment but didn't.
Oh, you're a jackass.
Our phone system does not work because our board doesn't support it.
We can't do it.
And, that email address, I'm fairly certain, I have no idea where it goes. So, you can text us.
That's great.
But, really, that's all you can do.
That's all you can do.
So,
we're not very reachable.
No, we're not, actually. We're pretty much the opposite of reachable. So,
they can tweet.
But, yeah, so I guess we'll just jump right in. I mean,
just jump on in there.
Is that what we do?
We'll just dive in.
I mean, I do at some point want to come back to these topics, though.
Well, that's very possible to do.
What do you mean, come back? You can jump into it right now.
Also,
you
can do anything you want.
Well, I mean, it's your show, too.
Yeah, but, you know, whose name comes first?
Well, mine.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, that doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. Why is he so much louder now than he was last segment?
I think I was. I am kind of loud.
I'm not that loud.
He's just the historically, loud you were louder than I.
I can't hear you
never.
When he talks.
I know.
I can't hear myself when he talks.
Cameron likes me more.
I guess he does.
Blowing
oh, Matthew's back.
Eardrums.
Matthew, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome, man.
Oh man, you're on for a little bit. Oh no, no.
On the
I'm sure that means
we heard it on the internet. It fails. If the robot farts and goes into the thing, it doesn't work. It's a failed acknowledgement. Matthew, are you still on?
No, he's gone now.
I love this. Because especially since we're keeping Matthew way past his bedtime for six words that are going to be said on the air, which I kind of love. So it's
fantastic.
It's great.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. So can we talk about
the
Xbox One?
The Xbox One.
It's good and I like it and you can fucking suck a dick.
Or more accurately, cock.
As we established previously.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know the feud between Colby and Bash and on the internet, essentially a completely fact-based version, and it could be corroborated by the other gentleman
here,
is Bash convinced Colby to buy an Xbox One.
All right.
50%.
Good job, Bash.
80%.
All right.
80. Let's say 80% convinced.
80? Okay. All right, whatever.
80% was the fact.
I would say 50, but 30% was it's your birthday, so
yeah,
I kind of got to do what
there.
You say.
I mean, it was mostly because he
wasn't
was,
against
it. It was the circumstance.
Yes.
Is why. If
yes.
it was a week after, probably it may not have happened.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would not have sprung for an Xbox 360 or one out of the blue.
And another fact. There's
it wouldn't
no,
have been out of the blue, though, because we had discussed it.
That's true.
It technically
times.
Still was out of the blue. It was just like, oh, let's go to Walmart and get an Xbox One because we're drunk.
I mean, it was 2 days
it wasn't
previous.
That.
We had thought about it. It was in our minds for 3 days, a whole 3 days.
We had talked about
days.
It before that, too. We had talked about it for,
had
like,
you saved money?
Kind of. Well, I mean, we mentioned it.
I had
money all the time.
Kind of. I mean,
okay, so there's two ways this could have gone.
I've been doing well
One,
with money at the point.
You have money for an Xbox One. You were in Walmart, so you bought one because you had known an Xbox One exists.
Yep.
Or two, you had talked and decided we should buy an Xbox One when we have the money, saved, and then went and bought an Xbox One. It was the first one.
Yep.
So it was an impulse buy of circumstance.
Kind of, pretty much.
Lawyered.
I mean,
that's what just happened.
We wanted an Xbox One, so we went and got one.
Well, yeah. It's exactly
That's
right.
It.
But I don't think it was a we. I think it was more like Colby just didn't care, and you said Xbox
that,
One.
Yeah, that might have been it.
And you
sure,
were there.
But I own an Xbox One with Colby now, and I fucking
That's
enjoy it. It's so
like, you
shit.
Like child support. Me and Colby have an Xbox One together.
It's our baby.
And we
Come
love
on.
It.
Wow.
And you don't have anything with
you
Colby.
Brought us so much closer together.
Yeah.
We're now a couple.
Yeah. The PS4 is so much better, though.
Mm. Bash has been speaking, though. His parents have been talking about an Xbox
God.
One. But...
They don't know that I own an Xbox One.
Right.
We co-own.
So,
co-own an Xbox One.
I really don't care. So the possibility of them buying me and Xbox One is not really out there that much. Like, I didn't think Kobe would bring
this up. You ever thought about...
Sure. But if they bought it, I would trade my Xbox One that they bought for my friend's PlayStation 4.
And then you would co-own a PS4?
No, he would have the PS4.
I don't give a shit about him. I don't want to play with him.
It would be at my house, okay. I think.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Okay.
He could move it, right. Obviously. Okay. It's a movable thing.
Well, Colby and I plan to live together at some point anyways. So I
bet you do.
But,
bet you plan on a lot of things together.
Yeah, now, kids are in the works.
I bet. Yeah, he's pregnant with a boy named Steve after his father.
Yeah.
For some reason, his dad is involved.
Said Bash earlier. Just kept the whole thing rolling.
He should have.
It was Bash.
We can go edit it in.
Bash is the father.
Yeah. His name's not going to be Steve, though.
No.
What's his name going to be?
Definitely.
My dream. It's going to be Durr.
Yep, it's going to be Durr.
We're going to name him Dubstep. Dubstep, Skrillex,
Don't
Bash. And yeah, I'm just getting my last name.
Oh, you're the man in the relationship.
Yeah, you asked who was the man.
Like, I didn't. I don't think I did.
You
earlier, hey,
you asked
we're
how
both
he got
men.
Also,
we both have
pregnant.
Dicks.
Yeah, except he has a vagina and a dick.
However, which one of us does have the vagina is in question.
No, you said you're pregnant. How do I get pregnant without a vagina?
I'm going to tell you, a penis birth is going to be really painful. That's all I have to say.
That might hurt a little bit. Dear God.
Oh, Matthew's back. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, how's life
he's
been?
Talking for a second.
He's gone. Sorry. Tim's out of here.
Perfect.
I had
perfect
things time. To ask him, like really important stuff.
I know. I mean, he hasn't been on this
back.
Show in 6 years. Matthew, are you back?
Maybe.
Oh, Matthew. Oh, he's gone again. He's gone. It's too bad.
I have a $1 million deal to discuss with this guy.
No, don't. I'll give you advice right here. Do not get into a deal with this man. He will bone you. It's a bad investment.
Or set you on fire.
Unless it's a health insurance policy and you're the beneficiary, I would not get involved with any deals with this man. He's back. You want to ask him about it right now? He's back.
So if I put a hot lamp on you and you get set on fire, will you admit that it's hot or not?
I'll think about it.
Because I'll get a lot of money if you do.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
Well. God, turn his mic off. It's horrible.
That was just
you just
worst.
Had to bring that shit
I'll
up
think
there.
About it. I'll think about it.
I will
like,
destroy
it's
you.
Not, it's not a matter of fact of whether he will get hot.
He'll get fucking hot.
He's hot.
He's hot. The heat is heat.
The fact he was hot was never a question. It was that he would not admit it because
that
he's a huge dick. Oh, he's off. Bash is off now. There's just no mercy for
perfect.
Bash and Matthew.
Oh, boy.
It's actually more cruel for poor Bash because he was on for a long stretch of time.
Long stretch.
Very long stretch.
Now he's gone. Now
he's
gone. But yes, the Xbox One, it's been working out quite well.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it sucks, but whatever.
It's not.
I mean, how do you guys feel knowing that the graphics for that system are inferior to the PS4?
It's not that inferior.
I mean, no, it's not noticeably inferior, but it is inferior.
Not like, I mean, sure. Just as, like, Jesus is inferior to God.
No, God and Jesus are the same.
Well,
part of the divinity.
Depending on which religion you follow, sir.
Cameron agrees with me, I think.
We won't know.
Buzz twice if you agree with me.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, he
suck
can buzz
it.
Twice just later on, and we'll just...
There's just one.
I'm going to wait. It's going to come again, and I'm going to say it's...
No,
there it is. That's it. That's number two.
Nope, that's
he had a stroke in between one and two.
He has to move his fingers. They're fat.
From the same button to the same button.
He agreed. Yeah. Well, you have to touch it twice.
Boom.
No, because he has to touch
boom.
It. That was Ranch from the Barn, which
something.
Is a show that I forgot existed until this exact moment.
I'm so glad it's not.
Matt Barnes, I miss you.
Anymore.
You should come back here. Stop being crazy, but you won't.
Don't do that.
What is going on?
Wait for the guitar.
Hey, y'all.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Welcome to the
Seth I guess it never
Colby
comes.
Show.
We're down on the farm.
We are in the South. Drinking cherry vodka.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Bash can sing.
He can. That was amazing. Turn this crap
that
off.
That sounded like old brother right there for
holy
a second. Holy
away.
Hell. That was surprising out of
so
nowhere.
So quick.
I'm glad I started singing. That was fantastic.
Cherry vodka is not very country, I don't think.
No, it's not.
No, it's absolutely
cherry vodka.
It's absolutely not.
Nope.
So, should we just get into Interstellar?
Did we finish up the Xbox One?
I don't know how to end it. I mean, there's nothing we can do. Just...
There's a PS4 in the works, bro.
Well, whatever.
There it is.
It's not.
Right,
you wouldn't even play Call of Duty, Seth. Which is the only game we play.
I would get Call of Duty.
You
if
wouldn't.
You... I would.
What?
You would not do that.
How would I get
Well, then get an Xbox One, motherfucker.
That's $500, not $50. Lick my taint. Are you kidding me?
You know what's crazy? We bought a PlayStation 4 already.
You did not.
No, we didn't.
No,
right.
You didn't.
But what if we did? I didn't tell you.
I would know. I would see Funk You Bench log in on accident because Colby's not smart enough to think ahead that Seth will see this and we want to keep it a secret.
He would name it something else. It wouldn't be Funk You Bench.
Yeah, it would be completely new.
Would it be Funk You Bench 3?
No, it would be Funk You Seth, you big fat twat.
Funk You Seth.
I don't think they'll allow twat. Yeah. I think that'll probably be Seth.
Twat.
You could spell it with an at sign.
What?
Or you could spell like T-W-O-O-T. That'd be Twoot. That though.
Twooter.
Twooter.
Maybe it'd be Funk You Bench 3. Which would be Michael Bash.
Well, now
3.
It's starting to funk to fuck, so that, I mean, that's obviously not.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch, one.
Oh, boy.
You know what happened with that Twitter thing? Is what? I put in my email address and my password for the Twitter account I already had on my new phone.
Okay.
Because it was trying to make me sign in.
It's riveting so far.
It just gave me a new, Twitter. No fucking joke. It gave me a new Twitter account. Like, I did not
pick
my
name. Do you have a new phone
name.
Number?
It's just. Nope.
He clicked the not log in but sign up button.
No, I did not.
I did not. Sooner or later, it said, that's already taken. How about this?
That's not.
Michael Bash 3. Then he was like, oh, okay, that one.
I now have to look on my iPhone 6 Plus, which is glorious, sooner than later and see if it's still there.
It's still there.
And he definitely created a new account.
Yeah.
I didn't. I swear to God.
You 100% did.
I put in my email address and a password. I did not create an account.
You
I did
definitely
not.
put in a different email address.
I didn't
address.
Go through
had to.
I went through no process other than putting
somehow
in an
Bash
email
thinks
and
he
password.
Broke Twitter, a billion dollar
like
company.
Twitter is not going to specify you out and be like, hey, bro, your username is just out there. We need you to change it to something crazy.
I'm telling you, that's all I put in was my goddamn email address.
And Matthew tells
password.
Us. Matthew tells us he wasn't hot. That doesn't make it true.
You know, Bash is really upset when he stops talking. Like, that's when you know he's
Bash
just
like,
simmering
I'm
inside.
I'm done.
I mean, Bash is. I want to believe him, but he was unable to sign up for Duo.com.
Unable? You mean unwilling?
No, unable.
I don't mean that.
That was unable.
It was more like I just never did it because fuck it.
He was unable.
I listen to myself, and I don't really want to listen to you.
That's fine. You don't have to listen to me.
And that's good enough for
now,
me.
Now, Bash.
What?
You don't have a need or a lust for technology that much.
No.
No,
he's not really
care. And that's the
care.
Only difference.
Unlike us, we love technology.
And that's why we make fun of you is because, you know, technology is...
Because I'm different.
Remember when phones...
Remember when
you could bump your phone and it would...
Yes.
That was so dumb.
Yeah.
God, people are
Samsung?
Dumb.
Samsung?
They were the worst.
Yeah.
That's probably on his model.
It's cool, isn't it?
Let's bump our phones.
Oh, my God. Could just text it to you, but, you know,
I got a contact and herpes.
Does that mean you have herpes?
Herpes caught.
That was
Cameron's ear.
Cameron loves herpes is what it is.
That is what it is.
God.
Perfect.
Worked out well. All right, well, Xbox, I guess we're done with it. Do you want to talk about the iPhone 6 Plus since we brought it up?
Well, we can.
It's huge. It's gigantic.
It is gigantic.
I want to bring
it's
up
so
the
great.
Fact that I did not know that.
That you could do. You could
like,
do this.
Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know or hasn't seen the new iPhone 6 Plus,
you
it's,
could you
it's
could
huge.
Double tap on
double
on
tap
the, home,
the
button.
Home button and it will bring down things so you can use one finger for everything.
But it's not the it's not a click.
It, no,
it's
you
a
barely,
tap.
Yeah,
like you
touch
just
the...
touch your thumb to it twice, and then it boom.
Yeah,
and it
I'm
works on the 6
it.
As well. It's
right,
on
right.
all. It's on iOS 8 on the new phone.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know that existed. So from randomly time to time, I would accidentally do it, and then it would do it. I'm like, what is this? What is it trying to show me?
Yeah, it's toilet mode, man. It's the best.
It just sinks into the phone.
Yeah, it's so great.
More.
It's one of the reasons Apple is the best.
Toilet mode. Is that it?
It's toilet mode.
Where's the other hand? I don't want to know. I don't
want to
know.
That was not a good question.
You don't have a thing, but where is my other
one? Oh, dear God.
Mine's holding my dick.
I think I just said
it. I just got it.
I think I just feel weird holding it like this.
Maybe.
Like, what is this? Like, poop? Like you don't do this. Hey, I'm taking a poop.
I got two hands.
The fact that you had to think about that is kind
of...
Well, it's a fair question. I mean, it's not like my other hand is occupied. It's just a weird stance, I feel like. Does the bear sit? I don't want to do that.
Where's the other hand?
It's a mystery.
That's a shirt.
It's free to do other things.
That's a shirt right there.
Where's the other hand?
Really?
Just say, where's my other hand on it? That's right here.
Maybe that's a bad idea.
I don't really think people
are not going
to
get it.
It's probably too inside of a joke. I feel like you just tried to start a catchphrase that doesn't apply to anything
where's
else.
Where's the other hand?
What,
I have
what
three.
Is this for? Be honest. Okay.
Oh, shit.
So I guess that's it. The iPhone 6 is awesome. Do you have Apple Pay? Any of your cards work for Apple Pay?
No, Simple doesn't.
It's gay. So annoying.
It is dumb. I want to use it.
I do too.
And NFC is supposed to be in every merchant who accepts Visa by 2016.
It's all credit cards, basically, because of the security risks. It's going to be great.
I'm excited about it, man.
I'm going to do it. And Bash's phone will be like, I can take a photo of the NFC. That's what this will be like.
Hey, 1080p video of this bitch.
I just took a photo and now I have a new Twitter account.
That's pretty good.
It's Michael Bash 6.
I've done this 6 times.
Do you think there's a Michael Bash 1 and 2 that he accidentally signed up for?
Oh, God, we got to figure that out right now.
We've got to look, right?
I'm looking speak.
Oh, Bash is giving me the look. I don't like it. He's giving me, I'm going to stab Seth look.
Michael Bash.
Hey, Mather, is your microphone on?
One.
No.
It is.
It is.
Well, actually, it is. It is on.
It's probably been on forever.
All right. All right. Matthew, what's happened in the last 6 years?
It's off, bro.
I've almost died. Yeah, that's true.
The joy of your daughter learning how to pedal a bike.
What the hell is this?
Beyond words.
What are you talking about?
That's a tweet from October 12th.
From at Michael Bash.
2011, at Michael Bash 1.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
That's your persona.
You have a daughter? What? Michael Bash 1?
That's at Michael Bash 1.
That's not me.
Nope. No shit, Bash. No shit.
I think we kind of got that already.
God. I love how you thought about how to phrase no. You said no. No.
Michael Bash 2 is Kanye West.
That's so racist.
Wow.
But so true.
Go to Michael Bash 1. He is a great
Kanye
dude.
West is racist.
Oh.
Would it, racist. Send a tweet right now. At Michael Bash 1, at Michael Bash 2, at Michael Bash 3. Fight to the death. What if we...
Round one.
We should make a list of all Michael Bashes.
Oh, boy.
That'd be great.
That'd be a very long list, probably.
Do you think those other Michael Bashes accidentally created a new Twitter account, too?
Yes. Probably.
Wait, you gotta look up at Michael Bash also.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta look up at Michael Bash.
At Michael Bash.
Because it's gotta be
fight
very important.
To the death. Exclamation point. Duo.com.
Really?
Duo.com. I'm spamming these bitches.
Kanye's gonna show up on your doorstep.
Oh,
goodness.
I can't find the user Michael Bash.
There is no Michael Bash.
I don't, well.
Let's see, my phone ding-a-ling, which means I got Colby's tweet, and it says, and I quote, it ain't Colby's tweet. Well.
There's not a Michael Bash, I don't think.
Oh.
You could have just got the original Michael Bash.
I'm telling you, I did not pick it.
Well, you can change it.
It was just given to me.
Yeah, Twitter's the only one where you can change it.
Yeah, you can change it. You can change it to just Michael Bash.
Twitter.com/MichaelBash.
You spelling Bash right? B-A-S-H?
Oh, no.
Well, I was making sure.
It was a U.
Bosh.
Bush.
Yeah.
Michael
no,
Bush.
It's been suspended.
I'm pretty sure. B-U-S-H
sorry, the profile
is
you're
Bush.
Trying to view has been suspended.
You were spamming.
Get it?
Yep. Michael Bash is a spammer.
Yeah.
What a douche.
What a dick.
What a dick.
Cock.
Well. Can we talk about what we came here to talk about?
And we certainly can.
Or do we want to take a break first?
I feel like we should take a break. Because we blew through some of these extra topics.
We did.
And then. Come back and talk about Interstellar.
Final chapter. Not really.
Not really the final chapter. We've got 3 segments left.
Chapter.
Because
we're not going to do Interstellar last?
No.
I feel like we'll even come back.
I feel like we have to have a stopping point.
Or else we'll talk about it
Or we'll talk about forever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. So I think that's the way it's going to work.
All right.
But. Yeah, we'll come back.
We
could technically. I feel like we should, for symmetry, talk about Interstellar, then movies in 2015.
Yep.
Then that'll
sounds
be
good. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right, we'll be back in a second.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Dude, you got a tattoo.
So do you, dude.
No.
Oh. Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine? Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
Idiot! Only come to Jango Sanzinger. Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
Watch as magically before your eyes, Colby turns into a cloud person. The Seth and Colby Show.
What?
Poof. You understand the cloud person reference?
Cloud person.
That's actually a Cameron joke. He says people who were bodybuilding turn into giant clouds because they turn like big puffy bump cloud people.
God.
It's a really long way to go for a joke that only me and Cameron laugh at, but
yeah, okay. Nobody else would ever get that.
No, they wouldn't. But that's about half the show. So
yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America.
Don't do it.
You can only text
0304.
This whole part's a lie.
From anywhere in the world.
It's not
email
on the show.
At SethandColby.com.
It's not even really a mini series.
You do
at this
it
point.
Once a year. It's
twice. We've done it twice this year.
Twice.
Nope. Once a year.
This is a special bonus episode.
Unless you guys want to keep up with twice a year, it's once a year.
Well, that's true. It is technically. We only
once
commit to once a year.
Exactly.
This year it has been twice.
Twice a year
though.
It just happened.
Truth.
So what we're going to do in this next segment is talk about probably one of...
We're just going to jerk off.
Probably. We basically are. Yeah, to Christopher Nolan. So let's first of all... Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Cameron has... Cameron, have you even seen Interstellar?
No.
Okay.
No, he
just knows there's jerking and he wants to get involved with it.
There
you go. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. So, also, Matthew has not seen Interstellar.
Douche.
Sadly.
Yeah, so, do you want to see it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You guys both saw it in IMAX.
Yes.
Okay.
Bastards.
So, let's,
the biggest IMAX theater in the U.S.
Let's,
Negro.
Let's get in the mood.
I said Negro.
We would expect nothing less from you.
that's fair.
Okay. So,
where do you want to start?
Dude, I don't even know. I saw this in IMAX when I actually saw it at noon,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw it again the same day at the 8 o'clock showing.
Wow.
So I went and saw it twice in one day.
Six
I gave
hours.
Up six, of,
six
hours,
hours
of my
of
day,
day. Yeah.
To Interstellar, wow. and I don't regret
I don't regret it at
all.
Yep.
All right. My thing is I've always hated, like, space movies.
Yeah.
Just, like, you're just going to go into space. Like, most of you guys will die from some stupid fucking bullshit that should have never happened.
Like an alien movie
and
or something.
Something.
Like that?
Yeah. Like, or just, you know, or, like, the robot that helps you fly the ship is just going to kill you all.
Oh, I was so waiting for the robot to rebel.
Oh, man.
And
both
I'm
Colby
so
and I
glad it didn't.
Yeah, yep. me too. Yeah. I ended up loving
the
robot.
The robots are one of the best characters.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. The robot is the best.
Yeah.
But I hate, like, I don't like space movies. So Colby was telling me about how he wanted to go see this. I was like, you know, like, I usually hate them. Like, I really don't want to. And he's like, no, it's going to be something way different. It's going to have some type of twist ending. It'll be like, imagine how much thought process you have to go through with the Inception.
Yeah.
How much you have to follow. He's like, that's what it's going to be like. I was like, okay, let's go see it.
And
my mind was both blown and jerked off
to
finish.
Colby gave the perfect description. I was expecting an Inception-like movie.
Yeah.
Where it was twists and turns and hard to follow plot.
Right.
I think it was a much easier plot to follow than Inception.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think it was a better movie than Inception.
Yeah.
Inception is a good ass movie.
Yeah, Inception's great.
But this movie is seriously like it actually like makes science almost seem cool and something you might actually want to go into.
Okay,
like,
so
it makes it not suck ass.
I agree.
And I fucking hate chemistry. God, I'm so
bad. This is
bad
physics,
at it.
Actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of shit.
Well,
but yeah, it is
no,
physics.
Once,
I got a B in physics. Isn't
once
that amazing?
We went, Once we started to look up the behind the scenes of Interstellar and everything, then it's moved over to space and then stars and elements.
I spent probably 4 days after watching it just reading Wikipedia about physics.
We watched a million
videos.
That's
why this movie is so good, is and Inception as well. Chris Nolan's original screenplays and all that. Is it just makes you think.
Yeah.
Honest to God, it's thought-provoking. It's not just a fleeting moment. It stays with you.
I know. Well, and have you I don't know if you heard the OTI where I talked about I had this article on OTI, which was 3 or 4 weeks before I even saw Interstellar, and I had no idea that it would play in. I read this article. It was in like I think it was like NPR, so it was some reputable site. And it was about the University of Colorado in Boulder is like the National Institute for Time Research. Or something like that. And they just made this new clock.
It's probably because time is so slow because they're fucking high as balls.
It could be. It's Boulder. I mean, honestly, if you're going to be studying time, that sounds like
That's the best place to do it.
It sounds like,
time moves slow.
But they built this new clock that they said was accurate. I'm just kind of pulling this out of my ass. I don't remember exactly. But it was like accurate to like 10 to the 15th power like of a second. And it was based on the Earth. Instead of some actual mechanics, it's actually like a physical clock. And the problem they were running into is that on the floor of their research lab, time ran a little bit faster than the clock on top of the table in their research lab. Because it's so sensitive to gravity and things. Jeez. And I literally read that article on my show and I was like, my mind was exploding. Because I'm like,
Like,
time doesn't work that way. Like, they gave examples like, if we actually have real watches that tell real time, and Colby works on the floor above me in the office building, and I say, let's meet at Starbucks at 3, he'll arrive late, but he won't, because time runs slower for him above me than it does for me on the floor below him.
Yeah, that's nuts. And that's why I love that movie.
It's because it's
real. It was scientific.
Yeah. It was.
It had so many real facts implemented into the storyline.
Like, here's an example I pulled off IMDb. I'll just read it. To create the wormhole and black hole,
this is amazing.
Dr. Kip Thorne collaborated with VFX supervisor Paul J. Franklin and his team at Double Negative. Thorne provided pages of deeply sourced theoretical equations to the team, who then created new CGI software programs based on these equations to create accurate computer simulations of these phenomena. Some individual frames took up to 100 hours to render, and ultimately the whole CGI program reached 800 terabytes of data. The resulting VFX provided Thorne with new insight into the effects of gravitational lensing and accretion disks surrounding black holes, and led him to writing two scientific papers, one for the astrophysics community and one for the computer graphics community. So they literally took scientific equations that had never been rendered, and
they were all based off of Einstein. Einstein's relativity theories, everything like that. They basically figured he put the legwork down. Einstein did, but then Kip Thorne really took it and did the equations.
Yeah. Well, Einstein basically discovered relativity, and that is a theory of relativity. And these what Kip Thorne and Stephen Hawking and like one other guy are like the three big guys who study relativity. It's crazy that the fact that they rendered something that had never been seen before and it's accurate.
They decided how much of a gravitational pull they wanted the wormhole to have. And they literally just came up with an equation to equal the amount of force that it would have and like gave you the visualization of that. It's just like you could have made one that would pull like the whole planet towards it and just told us that it would pull like this.
Yeah, we would have probably bought anything.
We would have bought anything.
But the fact they did
it's accurate. Yeah.
But it's like if this really happened, this is how it would be.
Yeah.
And the fact that they took that time in Hollywood to me makes it even better because it's something that's completely unbelievable. But it's real.
Yeah, right. So
but you have to believe it.
So this is more like a scientific theory movie than a science fiction film.
Well, let's just start from the beginning and rewind a little bit. And we've got Hans Zimmer, a mix of Hans Zimmer's score playing in the background. And Hans Zimmer played almost every instrument on this himself. And with the exception of like this organist. and very few orchestral swells that they have. So if it gets randomly loud at some points, it's because Hans Zimmer is just going ham.
Hans Zimmer is a god.
He is. This is his best score.
Oh.
Ever.
I agree.
It might be the best score.
It is so
ever.
Good.
The layers, if we can turn this up, the layers of music and what's happening in here is retarded.
And you saw it in the IMAX.
Yeah.
The
Twice.
Sound in that.
Oh, God.
The opening scene was just vibrated the entire stadium. It was so intense.
It scared the shit out of me. Almost.
It really did.
When Matt Damon blew up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Full evacuation.
Yeah.
Full evacuation.
Oh, my God.
It was so scary. Anyway, let's rewind.
Yes.
So the movie. Okay, because we just nerded out and jizz, ropes of jizz everywhere.
Yes, that was a lot of ropes of jizz.
It's just everywhere. So let's start from the beginning. I don't really know why the Earth is dying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand that. I know the basic reason there's, because of the quality of the air, there's all these like now germs basically and organisms that breathe nitrogen, which is 80% of our atmosphere. Which, as they do so, they kind of choke up the oxygen that's left, which is what we breathe and plants breathe, and then that's why plants are slowly dying. So, at the very beginning of the movie, they basically open with, my father was a farmer, blah, 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 blah. There's two crops that's growing. One's okra, one is corn.
Okra stopped, I thought.
And okra had just ended. They had burned the last crop of okra. So, all there's left is corn.
Right.
Do you guys remember what the very first line in the movie is? Because seeing it twice, I got to discover things like this, which I love seeing it twice. By the way, great thing.
I think we're going to go see it twice, or at least
I would definitely
I
go see it again.
I want to.
I absolutely.
Do you guys remember what the very first line in the movie is?
No.
So if you don't count the old lady, the very first, the very first line, the little girl, what's her name?
Murph.
Murph. Yeah.
Runs in because he's having Cooper's having the bad dream. Runs in and says, I thought you were my ghost. And he is the whole time!
Oh, that's nuts.
That's the very first line in the movie is the very end of the movie.
That's so
and you have
crazy.
No idea that it's happening the whole time.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's pretty nuts.
Colby did mention the thought of him ended up being the ghost at the end, for sure. So, I mean, Colby made a pretty fucking
I
good
saw
guess.
Either him.
Oh, something's happening.
He also thought it might have been the mother. Sorry.
I did think it might have been the mother or one of the astronauts.
This is when the water is just boning him. Mm. That's when this is happening right here.
Which is, again, it's really amazing.
And you can hear the ticks in the background. Those are every second because every second on the planet is 17 hours on Earth. And it runs through this entire score, the click, this entire theme.
Yep.
And actually, now it sounds like a clock.
There was a consistent theme of clocks throughout the score.
Well, even the thing that was turning, the
spaceship.
The actual endurance was had 12 pods.
Right.
Like a watch face. It's crazy.
So perfect.
I know. And you just don't notice things like that. And you go back and Christopher Nolan thinks of all these things.
And he does.
And I want to suck his dick. But anyway.
How long do you think it takes him to come up with all this?
Well, like, I mean, when did he make Dark Knight? 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's been 3.5 years or so?
No. He's been thinking of this movie and Inception previous to any of that.
Well, Interstellar was weird because it was actually written by his brother.
Right.
Right.
It was actually written... Originally, the themes were written by Kip Thorne and some producer lady who's like, we should make a movie about the craziest thing that could possibly happen. And then he wrote it. And then Jonathan Nolan made it into an actual screenplay. And then they wanted to give it to Steven Spielberg.
Right.
But he wanted to change a bunch of things. And he was going to Steven Spielberg it up.
Yep.
And
Indiana Jones.
And then so eventually what happened is Jonathan Nolan went to Christopher Nolan and then he applied his touch.
Thank obviously. God.
I know, right?
Thank God.
I know.
Because
Nolan is a boss.
Yeah,
he is.
If it wasn't for Nolan, this movie would not be what it is.
No.
100%.
So anyway, we got off topic because the music just amazed our ears. We had eargasms. So the very beginning of the movie is really not sci-fi at all.
It's just apocalyptic future in a way.
Well, and that's part of the charm of the movie is that it never really feels like sci-fi ever. Because... you look at it as a product, and it's sci-fi. you look at it as it's paced, and it all seems like they give you such small doses of sci-fi that it feels like it's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, really, the only shocking thing you get is the robot.
Right.
But even that...
That was shocking.
But even that isn't that, that weird,
yeah, sure.
Because you see the self-driving combines and the tractors, so you
right.
understand there's a little more AI now
and
than
I,
it was.
And you got the fact that this was probably 100 years, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so.
Around there from
yeah.
now. So...
Yeah.
And they were making fun of the 21st century about how we all we do is waste things,
yep.
which is basically how the Earth seems right now.
Yeah.
So,
which
yeah.
is scary
it's very
because
scary.
The rest of the movie is real,
exactly.
so that probably is too,
mm-hmm.
which is terrifying. But I'm
yep.
still going to throw all my trash in the dumpster.
But the robots did throw me the first time I saw them. But once I saw them more and how the
yep.
AI actually worked,
yep.
how the robots did break apart from those four rectangles
oh my
into
God,
smaller,
so cool.
and whenever
yeah,
they would need,
amazing.
They could just keep
very
breaking
creative.
Down
yeah.
into smaller parts. And that was ingenious.
I mean,
like,
when Case was fucking running that water,
mm-hmm.
and he
oh
was
my
holding
God, yeah,
it
I was
halfway,
super impressed.
I was like,
I was like, well, now I see why they
yeah.
went to those. But
yeah.
I did kind of want to see more of how we got to those, maybe.
I
but I mean, why?
Yeah, well,
why?
There's no reason. It's just because
no
we're
reason.
Interested in
yeah,
the movie.
Exactly.
But so anyway, plot wise. There's essentially not a lot going on. It's Coop and two kids, and they live with their grandfather because
mm-hmm.
his wife died of a brain cyst. Sucks.
Right.
So he's kind of raising them, and basically his daughter, Murph, who turns out to actually be the star of the movie,
mm-hmm.
says she has a ghost in her room. And, of course, Matthew McConaughey doesn't believe her because it's just books falling off shelves. And she says that she's trying, like, Morse code and all this type of stuff. And yet ghosts don't exist and blah, 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 blah. And Matthew McConaughey is very convinced one day when a dust storm blows into town. And all of a sudden he sees dirt or dust, like, flowing in different areas and leaving distinct marks on the floor.
Right, right, right. Yep.
Like tally marks is almost
tally
what they
marks.
Look like.
And then, Murph figures out that it's...
Binary.
Well,
and
he figured out. She
oh, yeah.
thought it was Morse.
Right.
And he goes, he's basically like, even before, he's like, I just don't think your books are trying to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of dismissed it. But then he saw that phenomenon. He's like, that's crazy. So he just stares at it for a while and thinks about it. And he figures out their coordinates. And so him and Murph drive to the coordinates, and it turns out to be fucking NASA,
right.
of all places.
NASA.
Which is crazy. And, of course, Michael Caine's there. I mean, I'm Michael Caine.
Yeah.
yeah.
Michael
yeah.
Caine.
I'm Michael Caine, Peaky Blinders.
I can't do a Cockney accent like
I can't.
He has.
I can't do it either.
I could do kind of British,
can you do?
Not
can you do
like,
McConaughey?
Just do your country.
All right, all right, all right.
People used to look up to the stars.
No.
That's terrible.
God. Colby's was much better.
yeah.
Let's
people.
Hear yours, Bash.
People used to look up to them stars and wonder.
No, mine was better than that.
yeah,
that mine had to be better than that.
That was way too country.
Can we agree?
That was like the
I used to look up
from
the damn hair stars and see a perfect
God.
Country chicken.
Yeah,
but
that was the country boy from Tokyo Drift.
There you go. That's
yeah,
who
that's,
that was.
That's who that was.
I could do his
who
accent
I
perfect.
Hate.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Oh, Lord.
He sounds like a fucking idiot.
Legion movie, too.
It doesn't even sound like his country accent is real, but he has to do it in every movie because it is real.
I don't know his name.
He can't do anything
but watch Tokyo Drift and you'll know what we're talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, that dude is awful.
But they end up at NASA.
And
Anne Hathaway is the daughter of Michael Caine, and Michael Caine is some big professor that
right.
Matthew McConaughey used to work with, and the professor is trying to figure out how to solve this theorem of... I don't really know what it does.
Okay. The theorem...
Colby and I were just talking
right.
about this.
Okay, so what he thinks that the theorem is going to do is enable a specific human or something that undergoes tests in the future... once they figure out this code, to be able to move between the five dimensions rather
okay.
than three. So they
you basically,
could find a way to bring all the humans on Earth through a wormhole of sorts
yeah.
onto
yeah.
this new planet and save everyone.
Because the NASA building they were in was a centrifuge meant to basically spin the dimensions and get them to transport to wherever
right.
they needed to go.
Right.
And the five dimensions being, well, the fourth and the fifth are time.
Time
gravity.
Is the fourth, and yeah, fifth is gravity, absolutely.
By the way, did you know space-time's a real thing?
Yeah.
And that people fucking study it?
Oh, yeah.
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 What?
Colby
yeah.
and I
time
went really
the fourth
in
dimension.
Depth after watching this.
I really wanted to go to college for physics
shit.
After watching
we
this.
We watched Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about a lot of it. Like, he's pretty on it. And given he has had the most accurate things and some of
sure.
the stuff he said in the cosmos.
He's smarter than
stuff.
Us. There's
exactly.
no doubt about that.
Exactly. So, yeah, he was definitely thinking, like, you never say... just a place. If you're trying to meet someone, you never say, I'll meet you at 2nd and 3rd.
Sure.
You always say a place and a time. So there's the three axes of X, Y, and Z plus time. So that's our fourth dimension.
That's right.
Plus five would be gravity.
And I knew the fourth dimension has always been time.
Right.
I always knew that, but it was unmanipulatable. So, like, you know, place and smell and, I mean, everything that's the other dimensions, you know, physicality and such.
Right.
Those I understood because I can take this table and flip it.
Yeah.
But time I can't change.
No.
I never can't really manipulate. Thought of gravity as the fifth dimension.
No, but yeah.
But it is.
It struck me that it's still a theory.
Gravity is still a theory. It never even hit me that gravity is something we don't understand.
Yeah.
And how we know nothing about gravity.
We don't know a lot of things.
I mean, Sir Isaac
Which
Newton,
is what this movie taught
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he got hit on the head by an apple. And he's like, oh, that must be a thing. Yeah. And that's literally all we know.
Yep.
Except that it's different other places. We know that because, I don't know, physicists shoot things at things and learn things
gravity.
From what comes back.
Gravity.
It's crazy.
Yep.
I never would have imagined that gravity would control time. Ever.
But it does.
Like, that is
that's a real thing.
That is the most unbelievable part about it.
And that's what's so crazy about that article that I read, because it's real, and it's happening 600 miles from this room, that effect. Mm-hmm. So, well, technically, it's happening in this room, but the proof of it is happening 600 miles from this room.
Right.
They're proving that time is different here than it is here.
Right. Yep.
It's so minute, we can't tell the difference, but technically, time is different.
That's
jacked up.
It's crazy.
There's so many scientific things that were explained in this movie that were brought to light that apparently people... Like, I knew about this theories and these thoughts and all that, but as for portraying them and actually talking about them, explaining them in a way that humans can actually understand or showing it more in Interstellar
And I think that's the greatest technical achievement of all, is that they figured out a way to do it.
Well, and the fact that
explain it to idiots.
They literally turned the wormhole idea into something completely different. Same with the black hole. Both were engineered through science, scientific equations.
Yep.
Also, I mean, it's just, the simple thing of a wormhole being a 2D object, a flat plane that you fall into or whatever. They turn it, what's a circle, but in 3D space.
That's right.
A sphere. Like, I mean, it's just
that
obvious
was one of my
things,
favorite parts.
Basically.
Yeah,
it's
and
crazy.
I love that real scientists look at that and go, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
What?
we watched a few scientists, I think, talk about it. Neil deGrasse Tyson and then Ken, or Kip.
Kip Thorne,
And then a few other ones that they had on Discovery Channel. But, all of them just said that all of this, mostly the beginning of the movie and everything that has to do with that, definitely not the ending.
Sure.
For sure. But most of the beginning of the movie was based out of scientific fact, not fiction.
Well, and I think the ending of the movie was necessary for our tiny minds to... Because they actually said that in the movie. This is a 3D representation of a 5D space.
Right.
To help you understand.
Yeah.
That's literally what they said in the movie. Because we needed that.
Mm-hmm.
McConaughey didn't need it. We needed it.
Right.
Because we don't understand dimensions.
We can't
get it.
Well, it's not visual.
I mean, I assume that my hand down here is technically slower than your hair blowing in the air conditioner. It's so minute, it's not what's measurable, but it's not... No, it's not even billionth. It's like one of those quin numbers.
Yep.
It's so unmeasurable, it doesn't even matter. But technically, my feet are living slower than your hair.
Yep.
What? What? So they go to NASA.
Back to the topic at hand.
They're about to take off. They're launching this mission to find.
They're going to, like, the wormhole appeared, what was it, 50 years before the movie?
10 years is when they sent off the probe.
That's when they sent the people, but the wormhole just magically appeared like 50 years ago.
Right.
Or something like that. And it's out by Saturn.
It's right by Saturn.
And it's just there.
And we don't know where it came from, why it's still open, because that's the thing about wormholes, is they do exist, but the only thing is to keep them open is an incredible feat.
Yes.
They exist for
milliseconds. Wormholes are man-made, maybe not man, but they're fabricated. They're not a naturally occurring thing. And that's like what the Large Hadron Collider or Hadron Collider does. They're trying to build many black holes to understand. That's why everyone freaked out, because if the black hole swallows everything in the world, then And they're doing it. They're just doing it such a tiny amount of time that it doesn't affect anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they have made wormholes in today's world. They're just open for such a short amount of time. They're non-existent, yep, essentially. So they're just one appeared in space for no reason. And so they sent people into it.
We don't know who put it there is what they say.
And what was the name of the missions? It was Lazarus.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
They sent people on these things
they
called the Lazarus missions.
10 or 13, one of
those. It was something like that.
Something like that.
It was about a dozen people.
One man missions to
12.
Okay, it was a dozen people.
12 planets that were in these other galaxies that you could access through the wormhole.
Their wormhole.
And they each one of these people go to them to see if these planets that they're going to are habitable, a habitable place.
Could replace Earth.
Right, exactly.
Because the quote is, mankind was born here, we were never meant to die here.
Right.
So, basically, Matthew McConaughey is the only guy, apparently, in existence that knows about NASA that
has an engineering degree and flight experience.
And some flight experience. Because all the other people have never even left the simulator.
Right.
And at least he's been close to space.
Yep.
So he becomes the lead on it.
Well, he just showed up out of nowhere, too, like, because...
Pretty much.
For a reason that we'll explain later.
Like out of nowhere.
He showed up out of nowhere at the perfect time for this launch of this mission that's going to change everything.
Well, and that's what's so interesting is that, like, exactly like Bash said, if you caught it, and I only caught it the second time I watched it, they say that these gravitational forces have been appearing since the wormhole did, and Matthew McConaughey blames one for his crash. Which means that it was even orchestrated that he stops flying or whatever so he can become a farmer so all of these things can go into motion and he can find NASA in the first place, which is also crazy. It's just a throwaway comment that means so much.
Yep.
And so they convince him to go, so he has to leave his daughter and his son, and his daughter is obviously upset. And
they're like 9 and like 13
I think she's
16,
like, 10 and 16. I think it's like 10 and 15. 10,
probably,
I think it's 10
like
and
that.
15.
Yep.
So the boy's a little older, but the girl's still pretty young.
Right.
And obviously, you know, she's upset. And he's
her
like,
mom's already dead.
He gives her a watch and says, time's going to move a little bit differently for me while I'm gone than you. So when I get back, we could be the same age. And, you know, he says this to him, and she's like, you don't know when you're coming back, which is true. But he leaves. He's got to go save the world. And, I mean, the transition from him leaving to space is non-existent.
There's none.
In the montage of him driving into the dirt, you hear the rockets firing.
The takeoff, exactly.
And so they're just in space all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
And the robot's there, Case.
Case and Tars.
They haven't got Tars yet, though, because Tars is on the Endurance.
Oh, okay.
So they fly the rocket to the Endurance with Case on board, and Case says, I'm glad I have a bunch of slaves for my robot army. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
Yeah. And then they arrive at the Endurance, and that's where Tars is. And so they have two robots. It's Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, and then a black guy and
a
dude with a beard.
Yep.
And the
black guy is actually a scientist.
The black guy is actually a scientist.
Boom! I just guessed that!
Yeah,
because he looked like one.
He's there only for the scientific...
I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah, you're just as good as him. He's a...
The actor is not a scientist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, was that what he was saying the whole time? What a moron.
Yes, he's a scientist in
like,
the movie set.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool if he was actually pretty fucking smart.
No, he's a...
Well, no shit, he was a fucking scientist in the movie. He's
well,
a goddamn fucking... Goddamn! Fuck you! Are you kidding me? Of course there's a scientist in the movie.
Holy shit.
Are you done? He's a goddamn astronaut.
Shut up. Did you create a new Twitter or did you try to sign up your own?
Nothing to do with this.
Ah! Okay.
That's a real laugh. It's the most authentic laugh I've ever had in my entire life.
Great, now we're just a bunch of assholes standing in a circle.
I wanted to play that whole clip, but it's so long.
It is.
So, anyway.
I didn't want that ending.
Back to the Endurance.
Good ass
yes.
So it's those people, and the scientists are there just to help with theories and all that stuff.
They launched, a rocket that's almost pretty similar to several mocked-up designs of rockets
they have right now.
SpaceX and NASA.
In fact, they just launched the Orion, which is close to it yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
It has three, but the one that we saw in the movie was more like a Saturn V rocket.
Yes.
Kind of.
It looks like a traditional rocket, but more enhanced.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then were they in the Ranger once they got out of the rocket? Or were they in like the capsule?
The Ranger,
like the Orion?
There's essentially two Rangers, one on one side and one on the other. The rocket just docked with the Endurance. And then the Endurance is what they flew and slept in
mm-hmm.
for hypersleep. And then the Ranger were just what they took to get to the planets.
And then what was the big one that Anne Hathaway had?
That was the second one.
That was the second?
Yeah, that's, so there's two of them.
There's a speed one, and then there's another one
that's not called the Ranger, but it's like a Ranger.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's not aerodynamic.
Okay.
It's built for brute force, essentially. So the first thing they have to do is go into hypersleep because Saturn's 8 years away.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years away.
2 years away. So they automatically lose 2 years.
Which they didn't change, though.
Yeah, that's just how long it takes to get to Saturn.
No. When they did get to Saturn eventually, or maybe it was before hypersleep, I guess, when Matthew got the first message from his boy.
Yeah.
It was before they went into hyperspace?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, then that makes more sense.
That's right.
So they didn't receive any before they got to Saturn, then? I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, then never mind.
No. The idea was they were going to say goodbye. And they did. They got one when they were on Saturn. That's the one where the grandpa sat down and said, I tried to get her to come talk. She doesn't want to talk. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That was that one. They went into the wormhole.
Right.
Which was crazy.
Awesome.
You just see, like, time and space bend around. And all of a sudden, you're in a different universe.
One of the coolest parts about the movie is that they literally didn't use a green screen.
Yeah, they projected the space outside of the physical car.
Yeah, Colby and I were talking about that on the way up here. They projected all pretty much the fucking galaxy.
Yep.
And they mounted IMAX cameras to the spaceship that they built and put on hydraulics.
They put one in the nose cone of a Learjet.
There's so much CG and basically green screen use that you would have any other director would have used, but
I have two pieces of trivia here. The giant dust clouds were created on location using large fans to blow cellulose-based synthetic dust. Yeah. And for the cornfield scene, Christopher Nolan sought to grow 500 acres of corn, which he learned was feasible from producing Man of Steel. The corn was then sold and actually made a profit.
Damn.
That's really cool.
That's hilarious.
Oh, something about the water world, too. He recorded a bunch of water falling into this dam, basically, from, like, both sides, and then showed it in reverse. And so, So he, like, for the water stuff,
He's talking about Moses now.
Wait, what?
He's talking about Exodus, Moses? Gods and Kings.
Yes, I am.
Because he watched some random thing about the old school ways they used to do the parting of the Red Sea.
That's
what he's talking about
He's right, I am.
That resonates just all
over
his brain.
Okay, what he was talking about was once they get through the wormhole, they are in this part of our galaxy, the Milky Way.
Yes.
Which is right next to a black hole.
Yes.
What we've learned, me and Bash, from
It's not the Milky Way. It's another galaxy. It's a completely different galaxy.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Yes.
It has a black hole in it, but, you know, there's a big, huge black hole in the middle of the Milky Way, right?
Most galaxies have one.
Every galaxy has one. There is a black hole right in the middle, which is pulling everything around it.
And doesn't it piss you off that we'll never get there in a lifetime?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
the one thing that depresses me about this entire movie, is that none of this I will ever see.
Because literally time doesn't pass fast enough on Earth for us to see these things happen.
Right. Yep.
Which is some shit.
It is stupid. But, like, I mean, The Cosmos on Netflix, like, really, if you haven't watched that, go watch that.
Yeah, you should
watch it. Not only is it great information, I know we're going to stay up tonight doing it, but it's good. I mean, it gives you visualizations of things that you would never be able to see.
Okay.
It shows the merging of the nearest galaxy to us
from
the Milky Way.
It's getting real.
And the Milky Way. Eventually, billions of years from now, the Milky Way and the nearest galaxy to us will combine into one dynamic dance of two galaxies.
Yep.
And you actually see that unfold in the cosmos.
Oh,
that's
what you couldn't do. If you live while that happens, there will actually be a constant view of stars and whatnot just flying the fuck around.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of stars and lights and just flying around and going up and down and wherever the fuck, just constantly.
If you haven't watched it, we'll watch it.
Green and blue and everything. Like, it'd be beautiful.
That sounds insane.
Like, you could look up and see, like, a fucking masterpiece at any time.
My mind hole has just been blown.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Have you seen that. I sent Colby a photo the other day of the Milky Way galaxy. There's this little tiny circle that says these are the only stars you see at night. And it is crazy to think about.
You can find photos of what the stars would look like in your city if lights weren't on.
There's this Wikipedia article. I wish I remember what it was. But essentially, is this the clock? Oh, here's a ticking clock one.
Wow. That's
Did you know in Arizona?
That's crazy, right?
That's insane.
I don't know if it's all of Arizona. I feel like it's just a couple cities in Arizona. But it's like after like 9 o'clock, you have to, everyone has to turn off their lights. And so then, like, when it, if you live in that city, obviously, you can see the stars. Like,
the best place to see them is the South Pole, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why there's all down there. They claim to have a secret base of NASA research down there. That's like a collaborative.
I want to work.
No,
you don't. You hate the cold.
There's this new energy source that every government nation in the world is working on right now.
Arc reactor?
No.
Close.
U.S., Russia, Japan, Britain, France. Europe, all everybody, basically everyone is combining efforts to build this a fusion reactor, but like an anti-fusion reactor, basically in some part of the world. I don't remember where it is,
France.
But it could basically power the entire world.
Nice.
Like it's unlimited energy, and they're working on this right now.
It's awesome.
A combined effort between every nation that's apparently...
Like
at war
the first
or
world.
Close yeah. or anything like that.
I think it's everybody in the UN.
This is about to get serious.
No, it's not everybody.
Not everybody. Music?
The major it's like powers. The top dog.
It's about to get serious.
Anyways, they just...
He's about to see the waves!
They just got to this new galaxy.
Okay.
And they have three planets in their area that they can visit.
You know what's the craziest thing? I don't remember the name of the Wikipedia article. I want to say it's the Hubble, but I'm not 100% sure.
There's the second one. It's deeper in space than the Hubble.
Either way, what it did is they took 8 months to expose one photo.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they took 8 months to expose one photo is they wanted to take a photo of space that was 1 billion. It could see 1 billionth the brightness that the human eye can see. Literally what it does is let you see what appear to be specks in the sky. Specks of dirt that are galaxies. That have hundreds of planets with dozens, millions of planets with hundreds of thousands of suns inside of them. And it's just, it looks like a starry sky, but every one of them is a galaxy. Every single one of them.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. It's on Google Images. You search space,
and
it's like one of the two.
Huge.
Yeah.
And you get in there, and you can actually, like, I looked at it on my iPhone 6 Plus, and you can, like, pinch in and actually see shapes of, like, the spirals of the galaxy on what appears to be a speck in space. And they say that some of these galaxies are so far away that in order for light to reach us, what we're actually witnessing is a galaxy that's over 100 million years old.
Our galaxy.
That is the time of the Big Bang.
Right. No. Yeah. Our galaxy from across to across, like, if you were the diameter of it, 100,000 light years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is ridiculous.
That is nuts.
And so think about in this image, you're looking at the universe as it was when the universe was created. And it's the first time scientists have ever got like a look at what the world was then,
mm-hmm.
because you're literally looking at the world or the universe as it was when the universe was created.
Yeah, that's the first light that's hit us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And those are probably long gone.
Right.
All the time has taken its toll, and all these things have happened, and they're probably
and they're
gone.
Burned out.
But we can see them because that's how long it takes light to get here.
The interesting thing is, though, like, because you've heard talks about us finding new Earths and other galaxies that are possible for having life.
Sure,
things
definitely.
Like that. The only way they know that, they have not gotten, like, a picture of an Earth and been like, oh, yeah, that looks like water and rocky and green grass. Okay, so there's stuff growing there.
Yeah.
No, they don't have that.
They don't.
They have a shadow of the planet passing over the star, which they can see, which they determine somehow what the planet's like, how far away it is from the sun. And there is a certain Goldilocks zone that they call it, where a planet could be habitable, where it's not too hot and it's not too cold for the water to actually stay water.
Which is crazy
because
we haven't even been to Mars yet.
Right. We're gonna. And I are gonna see Mars landing.
I hope so.
We're gonna.
I mean, that's
Elon
what
you
Musk.
Mean. Mars landings actually work, right? They
still have yet to land a low.
Elon Musk is going to do it.
Elon, yeah,
he's going to do
for
it.
For sure.
He's going to do
if
it.
If he can create a rocket that can legitimately go up
and
then
come back
down,
down, yeah.
100%.
What?
That's well, crazy. They did land a rover on a comet, so I mean,
they did.
I do have hope for at least a planet. So.
Well, and it's just nuts to me. It resonated so much with me when Matthew McConaughey said we used to be explorers.
Right.
Because yeah. we did. Where there used to be yeah. constant expeditions by sea.
The whole 1960s.
To find everything.
Because yeah, they thought the goddamn planet was flat.
Yeah, the 1400s yeah, through the 1700s.
I was talking about space.
I mean, I'm just,
I'm talking about culturally,
time,
people used
yeah,
to
humanity,
explore.
Exactly.
The curiosity of humanity. I mean,
but
I
we was, don't do that anymore.
Because everyone knows where everything is. It. You can Google
we,
map anything.
But we don't. We don't know shit. Well, we don't know anything that's below the ocean. We don't know anything
right.
about the fucking
yeah, sure.
moon. We don't
yeah.
know anything about anything
yeah,
but this
ground,
room.
Yeah,
but
ground here, surface, though.
Yeah.
Ground surface we have covered.
That we know.
yeah, yeah.
That we know great.
I'll
unless you look at Apple Maps
like,
and then we're fine.
Right. We have
but
like
yeah, Google's
one,
got it down.
We have like 1% of water life like
yeah.
explored. Like that is amazing to me because there's a lot of fucking shit in the water.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I used to, seriously, I used to say, fuck space. Let's worry about the ocean. Because the ocean's like 100 miles from here. I mean, like,
right.
the ocean's
yeah, like in our backyard.
There's things down there that are probably terrifying, and yeah. we should probably know about
we
them.
We have no idea about them.
You know who's leading the charge on oceanography? James Cameron.
Of course.
That is a surprise.
He's
me.
The guy
that
who's funding submarine
me.
Explorations
yep.
and all this, which I love because some got rich guys doing it. But, like, okay, this is going to sound horrible. I wish we'd stop worrying about AIDS and start worrying about space.
Dear God.
Because that's what rich people spend their money on, is humanitarian
oh, yeah.
acts.
Yeah.
But they have so much money, they could do both.
Right. They could.
You don't think
probably.
Elon Musk gives to humanitarian acts and
he
builds fucking
does.
Rockets? Of course he does.
I don't know what happened. Why we stopped doing
I don't know,
space
man.
Exploration? Why NASA went down the drain?
Because,
I mean,
no,
obviously,
they,
it's way too expensive
yeah,
to
that,
do.
That's why.
Well, because
they explained
no,
it in the movie.
It's
just like people
it's
are like, hey,
expensive.
Our economy blows and we're spending all
yep.
this money on fucking rocket ships.
That's right.
To
it's,
go
it's
look
what
at stars.
Matters to me. It's,
like,
it's what.
But
it's selfish. It's what matters to me and
yep.
my day to day.
But what about.
Man, rockets don't matter to me today, so why are you building rockets?
But that's a sad thing because a lot of technology breakthroughs have happened from what we learned about going in space.
You're absolutely right. Computers,
that's
internet,
that's
all of that stuff was because
3D
of space.
Modeling
yes.
was because
we
of NASA.
We don't teach that
all the
in our schools.
Yes.
No one has
movies
that
were because of NASA.
But
because there's no need for it unless we branch out and explore.
Yeah.
Which is, it's scary to me to think that like my son's generation will be a generation behind because our generation is a pack of dumbasses.
No, the generation before us is a pack of dumbasses.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
They're the greedy motherfuckers who ruined
it's,
what
it's
we
really
have
our
right
parents
now.
Because our grandparents
for sure.
had
yep.
it down.
Yeah,
our parents
grandparents
didn't
had the
do
war.
Shit.
Yeah,
for
definitely.
Sure. They had the war. And then, yeah, our parents literally just did drugs.
And that's why I think, like, I yeah, almost feel like we're 60s, not 70s, doing 80s. Enough.
We are, though. There are so many projects that
no,
are
no,
being
no.
funded
I mean
right now.
Us.
Us as you
us,
know
us.
Us.
Well, no. Like, personally,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
What are we doing?
We're not doing a goddamn
we're
thing.
We're not doing shit.
We're just helping
we're
other people
to
do a goddamn
internet,
thing.
Which is distraction, which is what the internet
do you think
is.
They listen to this at NASA?
No.
They
the
now
NSA,
will.
Probably.
We should. Well, of course they listen to the NSA. Of course. I've said... Oh, never mind.
Okay, so they get to this other galaxy, right?
Well,
and they have
yeah.
three planets to go to that they sent people to.
So one is has
the first
man.
One is the closest that they go to.
But the problem with that one is that it's close to the black hole, so there's time slippage.
And there's yeah the relativity theory.
Yes,
every hour
is 7 years.
That planet is 7 years Earth life.
So
they decide to go to it for some fucking reason.
Yes,
and it ends up being water.
Well, what they do is the beard guy, the moron,
right?
He wants to go and explore. But the thing is that if they went and explored even a day on there, everyone on Earth, because of the time slippage, would be dead.
Yeah.
Everything that they were worried about, the corn stopped dying, all the people, generations, they're dead.
So basically this guy wants to go and explore when this mission that they have is time sensitive and they need to get it done as
well because
this
the
planet,
purpose is
right.
is to save find an alternative for humanity as it exists
the humanity now
they have
okay.
a, I sh- so. We should have explained this part to Matthew
oh,
because
definitely.
He doesn't know there's two plans. One is the centrifuge, which brings the people of Earth to the new planet.
Okay, that makes sense.
Plan B is clearly. They have a bunch of like semen samples essentially, and they're just going to artificially incubate a new colony.
So they could let all of humanity die and start a new human colony on another planet.
Yeah. So if they don't, if they're not able to make it back, they still can save humanity in some way, shape, or form.
That's correct. Right. But they don't save anyone back on Earth.
Right.
They're all boned sideways.
That's Plan B.
That sucks ass.
So all of the scientists but Beard point out if we do this, it kind of defeats Plan A. We just decide for Earth. Because there'll be no one left on Earth to save.
Yeah.
So Matthew McConaughey is like, fuck Earth.
So Matthew McConaughey uses the world's coolest whiteboard that somehow is Velcroed and then flips around and becomes a whiteboard, which is just the awesomest thing I've ever seen. And he decides you that they're going to keep out of Gargantua, which is the name of the black hole's gravity, and then send the lander down amazingly quickly, lose a few years, but not a ton, and then come back.
It was like 22 years.
Well, that's how much ended up happening.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
the plan was not that.
The plan was like
14 years, maybe.
No, not even that. They were hoping for like 3.
Yeah,
at the most.
Yeah.
So they land and they see mountains in the background. It turns out to not be mountains.
Well, they land on water. It just looks like a sea. The whole planet is water. It's a water covered planet,
and it comes up to their knees.
You can step in it. You can walk on it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
The water is like maybe 3 foot high.
So there's there is land, but
there's land the water, and water. Yeah, exactly. So they see mountains.
They see mountains.
Well, it turns out that because they're so close to the gravity of Gargantua, that the tides are just foobar.
Yeah.
And so there's just massive tsunamis, which is why the water is so thin because the water's being sucked into the waves.
I've seen that in the featurette. They're like, that's not a mountain.
There you go.
Shit, get back to the ship.
Right. Like 90% of the whole fucking planet is in this wall.
And they want to get the data from the scientist that was there, the astronaut that was there.
To make sure that it's not habitable.
Anne Hathaway pulls a woman and doesn't listen.
Yep.
And
pulls a woman.
It basically ends up with Beard getting destroyed by a wave.
Yep.
And Anne Hathaway barely making it, but they still get hit by the wave in their ship, which floods the engine so they can't leave until they dry out.
And then they're riding this wave, they go over the top of it, then they run down the back of it.
Yeah.
And then they, like, flash flood the engines to where it, like, dries them and burns them, and then that evaporates the water. And then there's this second wave, which comes out of fucking nowhere. There's just two gigantic mountain waves traveling this entire planet, and they both just converge onto where Matthew McConaughey was.
I think there's wave after wave after wave.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to take a guess.
That makes more sense.
I think there's just an even series of waves continually going around the planet.
Neil was talking about how he thought it was a little bit ridiculous because it was just one singular, but there's really no way of knowing.
But
it's
you got to think
like,
of like
it's just another wave. Right.
This is where the time
could
gets
be
crazy.
Six
because
or nine or
because that could be a wave that in theory started decades ago.
Yeah.
But because they're now on this planet, where time moves so much faster, the waves.
I don't think time moves faster on the planet. It's just a matter of
it moves faster on the planet than it does outside of the gravitational pull.
Well, it moves way fast in the middle of the center of the planet, and then at the very atmosphere, it's
outside of
Gargantua.
Because it's not the planet's gravity;
it's
Gargantua.
It's like what you're saying about Earth. It's like if my hand's up here, it's moving faster than my hand down here.
Yes, but it's not relative.
On a whole another scale
because it's not relative to the planet.
Right.
It's relative to the black hole.
It's relative to the gravity that the planet is surrounding.
That's right. Because even at the end of the movie, when they're trying to get out of using the black hole to slingshot them, they lose 5 years doing that.
Right. That sucks.
So they end up being on this planet for basically 23 years, 4 months, and 8 days.
Crazy.
Holy Jesus.
And the black guy stays behind to study the black hole.
Well, yeah.
And so they show up and he's 23 years older.
The most crazy thing is how quick, because, I mean, he wanted it to feel quick.
Yeah.
And that whole water planet scene was quick.
It was. They were only there for 3 hours and 17 minutes.
And they showed maybe 15 to 20 minutes
of that. If that.
If that. And then they leave and get back to the space station, then all of a sudden,
it's 23 years
of his 10-year-old daughter's life has now passed him, and he has, like, all of these messages from every year of his family sending it to him, And how it's just like mind-numbing how
you see his
sad
boy grow from this guy to Casey Affleck
just
all of a sudden.
Missing your entire life go by. That's why I didn't like Click. You remember Click with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
That was so sad.
And that fucking video, like the music and the video that plays, and Matthew McConaughey's fucking crying, but it's like a joyous crying because he's seen his son age 20 years in front of his eyes.
Yeah.
And he's seen that he's a grandfather for the first time. And he's seen that the kid met a girl and is getting married and went to school.
Experience, love, job, school, all that shit. In like minutes.
Probably seconds.
I have a quick question.
How is it that they're getting messages that they're so far away?
Because they can send them through the wormhole.
Right.
They set up a relay at the side of the wormhole so NASA could beam them images and the relay would send them through the wormhole to the ship.
Yeah, I got to remember this is in the future.
They can do that now.
Radio waves still have to take a certain amount of time to get to.
Well, yeah.
They took 23 years.
You have four messages spanning 23 years.
Yep.
Oh, so they had four. Yeah.
And then the very final message is his daughter Murph, who's now fully grown, and she says today
she's
is a
never
special
sent
day.
Him a message
never.
Before because she doesn't like him for leaving. Obviously,
yeah, she
scarred her as a
daughter. Well, she said, "I never sent you a message because I was so mad at you, and then I had to live with that decision."
Yep.
Because they haven't heard from them in 23 years. They know they're alive because they still have signals,
right?
But they haven't heard from them
they
in 23
not
years.
They received a message back, and then they didn't because their communications were screwed up.
That's right. The communications were screwed up the entire time. That was the whole thing. And so he sees Murph, and she goes, "Today is my birthday, where I'm the same age that you were when you left, and you told me that this is when you could come back."
Dang.
And then the movie switches perspective to her, and now she works at NASA with Michael Caine, who's now
learned
old as
chemistry,
balls.
Astrophysics, like... quantum mechanics.
They were talking about how she's probably a really fucking smart kid.
Yeah, she is.
She was
smart.
Young.
That's right.
She turns out to be a goddamn genius.
Yeah.
Michael Caine takes her under a wing and tutors her through the 23 years, and now she's basically the head of NASA.
Yes.
And she's helping Michael Caine figure out this equation.
Because he's still alive. 23 years
he's
later.
He's in a wheelchair and he's old as balls, but he's still
old
alive.
Old as balls, but he's still alive.
And she's helping him figure out this equation so they can still do the centrifuge and leave.
Man,
that's what she's doing.
Right. I definitely want to see this movie now, even more
it's,
so.
It's,
like, you guys have been describing it really well, don't get me wrong, but it's
so
still
good.
Like,
oh,
you
got
really
to see it.
This.
Yeah. And if you don't see it in the theater, like, I mean, it's not going to be the same experience as a DVD or on your TV. It's not going to.
You have to see it in IMAX.
You have to see it in IMAX.
I don't know if I'll be able to see it in
an
IMAX.
It's so good.
It's worth driving to Wichita to see it.
It's worth not eating for a week to see this movie in IMAX.
Well, I don't know if I'll get time to actually see it, because I'll be,
it's worth losing your job to see this movie in IMAX.
I was about to say, quit your job.
It's worth it.
Wow, that's some serious...
It's really good.
You're never going to see it again.
Never going to see it again in theater.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime
experience. And it needs to be seen in the theater.
All right, now we're going to make Matthew cry, so let's move on.
All right.
next point. So now they're back on the ship.
They're back on the ship.
They have two planets.
23 years.
Hold on, actually,
I want to mention one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
That what's that little that star thing that you go into exploration place to look at? You know what I'm talking about? Where like the seats move and everything. Really, Colby?
I do.
You know what I'm talking about, Seth?
We're only halfway through the movie, man.
I didn't pee in the movie, but I peed in our recounting of. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
The motion control,
like, it's just seats that move with you flying through it, basically.
And
what do you
like,
want?
And it shows the, like, video.
It's a projection. Yeah, it's kind of like a simulated reality where your seat moves with kind of like your spaceship.
Where is this going,
canyons.
For the love of God?
Fuck you, then.
I mean, come on, let's get on with it. Let's
I was just thinking it'd be badass.
I got
badass
so much to cover and I need to pee.
I think it'd be badass.
You really need to pee?
Not that much. Like, it wouldn't be
He'll
that surprising if they played it on it.
Okay, Colby is now leaving the show to urinate. He really, you're just going to break the ceiling and you're just going to pee worse.
Yep, that's for sure.
I'm timing you.
I don't think it would be that surprising if they showed it there, is what I was saying.
I forgot all about that.
Hey, Cameron, how you feeling? I think that's good. We don't really know.
Like a bass drop.
Because that's just ignoring...
Acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just acknowledgement. It's just basically like saying...
Like,
yes.
I can hear you.
I say, oh, hold on, here we go.
When's our next break?
Oh, I was just going to speak
just out of curiosity.
I think I'm going to break this. Well, it's supposed to be actually in a few minutes.
Okay, cool.
Supposed to be.
We can break whenever we want.
True.
Because we're slotted for a 50-minute segment after this break, so we can cut into this break. I mean, there's really no reason for you to get in here, because there's going to be 10 seconds and he's going to walk back in that door. I mean, by the time you squeeze past Badge, he's going to walk in.
Yeah.
See, there he is. I told you, that's how it goes. That was a speed pee. It was, actually. It's only been...
I don't even think it's been a full minute.
As of right now, it was 50 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 50-second pee. I was
that's
really impressed.
Right there.
Okay, we didn't talk about anything, and Bash still never finished the story.
I did.
No, he did. He said it would be cool to watch the movie in that.
Oh, that would be sick. And it wouldn't... Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah,
they made a movie like that? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a movie.
It
of
wouldn't
the
be that surprising either. For that's sure. what I was saying. It's like, oh, right. it's the last chance you'll get. Yeah. It's like, it might be there.
It might be.
They play other shit there, don't they?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't even live there.
I don't think it's there anymore, honestly.
Oh, really?
I think it's a different kind of theater now.
Okay. What's that theater there. That you guys used to at least talk about and go to in Oklahoma City? Or I thought, like...
Hutchinson?
I thought it was you that used to drive down to Oklahoma to see, like, a... Some special kind of okay.
IMAX.
It wasn't me.
It was an IMAX. This was before it? The IMAX was here.
Was it?
It must have been.
I only see
you went and saw Harry Potter. I think. Yeah, never. The Warren had an IMAX down in, around in Oklahoma.
No.
But there was an IMAX in Oklahoma. I thought you went, but
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Doesn't matter.
I think I went to an IMAX in Tulsa one year in 2007, but it was just because I was in Tulsa. I did not make a special trip.
Okay,
that makes more sense.
That was the only time I'd ever seen an IMAX movie before the Warren.
Okay.
Anyway.
Where were we?
Well, I was about to rewind.
Okay.
Can we talk about how the scientist on the wave planet had just died in that wave that they saw when they landed that they thought
nuts.
Was mountains was the wave that killed her because of the time shift?
Since it's like, what was it, an hour for 7 years
it's,
on Earth?
Yeah, it's
since
17 hours a minute. Or each second
10
is 17
years
hours.
Previous to them even going into space. So that includes the 2 years to Saturn plus however much time was used through the wormhole.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. But, yeah, by the time. So what's that? About 10 fucking years.
Even,
exactly.
It's even that, yeah.
About
more.
10 years. So exactly when they got to that planet, even though it's been 10 years after they launched it from Earth, she just died as soon as they landed, and it was from impact. I think
it was from that
wave.
It was from the wave. When they step out of the lander and they look at the mountains, when Anne Hathaway stares right at the mountains at the very start, that is what killed her. It had just happened.
She
dies the moment they get there. Basically.
Yeah, essentially they die. She dies the moment. That's crazy.
Blows my mind. Now, do they go to the other planets?
Okay.
On this thing.
We'll get there.
Yeah, they do.
We'll get there. All right. So next, they're back in the lander 20 years later.
They don't have enough fuel.
They can only go to one planet.
One planet.
They have two to pick from.
And they have two options. One is Goodman? Is his name Goodman?
Edmund? Edward? They can't replenish fuel.
It's not Edmund.
No solar power or anything? 100% it's Edmund.
I guarantee you it's not.
I don't remember.
I remember the patch at the very end. But anyways... this person specifically, Anne Hathaway, had a relationship with.
Yes, she was
in love with
in
this man.
In love with him.
Oh, my. And she hadn't seen him for 10 years. She really wanted to go to his planet. Scientifically, she tried to back it up that it would be the smarter choice. But they really wanted to go to
Edmund.
Man's planet.
It's Edmund. E-D-M-U-N-D. Edmund.
I told you.
I was thinking of
they
man.
Wanted to
I
go to man's planet,
one.
Which is Matt Damon in the film, who was the main head behind the Lazarus missions.
He was, quote, the bravest of us all.
Right.
Because he was the guy who convinced the other people.
The 13 other individuals to just leave Earth, never coming back.
Shit.
Basically trying to start a colony on a different planet by themselves.
That's absolutely right.
The robot that has a personality. The robots sucks. Are awesome. If you see the robots, you're going to love them.
The robots are the best.
The AI is just perfect.
And now is when the movie starts to get... insane.
Crazy.
Insane.
The movie's not insane enough already?
No.
Holy
shit. No, everything up to this point could really happen. Not that the part that's coming up hasn't, but nothing really scientifically crazy has actually taken place.
Now,
so they choose...
Other than them going through a wormhole.
With that being said...
Because they did.
Is there this stuff in this movie where, you know, he was like, this would be cool, and there's just nothing to back it up. I just think it's cool.
No.
Or is all of it, backed up?
There's one scene that it can't be backed up. There's one scene where you're like, that
the
is 100%
clouds?
Fake.
That
is
talking
all
about the ice clouds?
No. I feel like that could possibly
the
happen.
The ice clouds.
The ending scene.
Kip Thorne said that the ice clouds are impossible.
Oh, really?
Because of the gravity, they would be too dense and they would fall.
Okay. Right. Well,
that's what he said.
I was more along the lines of the five-dimensional world
time. The ending.
Sure.
Yeah.
But regardless, okay, so back, so they choose man's planet because Matthew McConaughey says Amelia, who is the girl, only wants to go to Edmund's planet because she's in love with Edmund.
She says, I'm being subjective here.
To love, which is ununderstandable.
Exactly. And it's she like says love is maybe yeah. the is thing that another thing that surpasses all dimensions, because even after death, you could still love someone that's dead. You can love
who
someone
who contributes nothing to your life that's or right. anything like that. You can still feel compassion for a
exactly
dead person.
Exactly right.
So it's nothing biological.
It's nothing scientific. It's
right.
nothing that
it's,
can
it's
be
something
a
that is ex- yeah, it's a scientific phenomenon.
Yes.
Why we do care for certain things, especially dead things, as much as we do.
Right. And she says that she's objectively right because his planet was the most promising
and it,
of yeah. all the planets.
Right, right.
Well, Matthew McConaughey says,
statement?
"Well, it's that was the
it
data
turns out
that
it was
came out.
The
furthest
one.
Away from the black hole,
yes.
so that means it doesn't have as much relativity shift.
But
with the
problem
time,
was is that
and
man,
also not
man was still broadcasting
like
and saying that everything was good.
Yeah.
And Edmund's transmitter had broke.
Right.
They assumed it had broke. It had stopped working.
Stopped.
But the last right. transmission it had sent was very promising, more promising than any of the other planets. But Matthew McConaughey says, we're going to man." So they go see man, and he lives on this ice world.
At first, no. It looks like they open with a... First off, the ship that they use is a Ranger, which looks like a fucking a futuristic speed car without
exactly
wheels,
what it
basically.
Looks like, yeah.
yeah.
So
looks
they're,
like a
they're
Ferrari
flying this
floats.
Thing, and typically whenever you see it fly, you're on a mounted side cam on the side of it, and you're seeing whatever in front of it. This is really the first time that you actually see it dynamically fly through a
yes.
3D area, and when you do, you see clouds and everything. It looks like a huge. It looks like Earth's sky, basically.
It does.
And then they hit one of them,
and
the cloud breaks.
It's frozen.
It's
like a chunk of ice falls off.
And they're
cloud.
Like, that's not good. And so when they land, they
shit.
Land on a big old glacier, which they actually went to the biggest glacier on Earth to film this thing.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
they
remember
went to, like,
where it
a
was.
Million different places.
Ireland or Greenland?
Iceland.
Yeah, that one. That
how much
one.
Did this movie
wait,
cost to
whoa,
make? I'm starting to wonder.
200 million.
This movie,
really?
I got
22
stats.
Million, I think.
It took
yeah.
$165 million to make, and it ran 169 minutes, which means it has a price tag of approximately $976,000 a minute.
Jesus.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
And how much did it bring in so far?
It has not made ends meet yet in America. It has worldwide.
And they made as much out of this movie just from real stuff
yes.
that was humanly possible.
That's right.
They didn't even waste all the money on like all the
effects.
All
the
effects.
CGI was
like,
was nothing.
So this movie could have costed a lot more.
Yeah.
A lot
okay.
More.
Anyway, I hate to rush us because this conversation is awesome, but we've got to get moving.
Yeah.
All right. So let's keep going.
Okay.
Sorry, I sidetracked.
So we don't have to move really fast. We can't get stuck
we
on,
gotta go.
You know, theaters yeah. that have chairs that move, for example.
Hey,
Bash,
I'm telling
okay.
you, that would be fucking cool.
So they go to man's planet, they hit this ice cloud, and then they land on this very big glacier that seems to be the entire planet.
Yeah.
Once they land very near where the Lazarus mission, who sent
so they
man
see,
to.
So they see man's
they see
compound.
His compound, and they go in. He's in his cryogenic sleep, and they wake him up, and then he seems very normal.
Also, it's very surprising that it's Matt Damon.
It is Matt Damon.
Oh, I was
just
super
out of fucking
surprised.
No because Matt Damon is not
out,
in any
fuck?
Of the promos.
No. Nothing.
It's like,
nothing.
Is that fucking Matt Damon
that's
in
exactly
here?
What I said.
Like, just like randomly. Like,
they
gonna,
just as well could have put a fucking nobody
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
They could have, but no, it's Matt Damon.
It's fucking yeah. Matt Damon.
Whatever.
Anyway,
so Matt Damon comes out, mm-hmm. and he immediately grabs Matthew McConaughey and starts crying.
Right.
Because he hasn't seen a human face
forever.
In decades.
Yeah.
He put himself to sleep with no end date.
No.
He thought he was dying.
He
thought
dead.
He was dead.
He brought him back from the dead, basically.
Is what he says.
The
he says,
only
you
way
literally
he can
raised
open
me from the dead.
Thing.
Like
sure
Lazarus.
Like
ah!
Yep.
Get it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's
so,
crazy.
And so what happened, we forgot to mention that Anne Hathaway made a snide comment about Matthew McConaughey making an objective choice because she said if we go to man's planet and it doesn't support human life, we don't have enough fuel to go home.
Right.
So you'll have to make an objective decision to go home and see your family before they die or go to Edmund's planet
and
start a new
colony.
Set
up a new colony. Fuck everyone on Earth. Plan A didn't work. We're going with plan B.
So it's now they go home or they go to Edmund.
Yep.
There's no other option.
Right.
So if they go home, humanity's fucked.
No, not necessarily.
Well, I guess they could
no.
send...
Because they only have enough fuel to go home, or they have enough fuel to go to Edmonds. They don't have enough fuel to both.
They could send another mission, I guess.
Yeah, once they get home, they could go again. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they could.
Maybe.
That makes sense.
But probably not.
Probably not for a while.
So now, the movie really takes a double narrative. What happens is, while they're on man's planet, Michael Caine dies. And on his deathbed, he tells Murph that the equation has been solved all along, and he cannot get people off this earth.
He solved the equation that he's been working on to
decades
make
ago.
The centrifuge
before
work
he even
to send
sent
people to this new
before he even
planet.
Sent Matthew McConaughey
right.
off.
Yeah,
he
way before,
it.
Years before. But he realized
fucking
once he did
douche.
Solve it. It was only half of the equation that
he
needed.
Because he doesn't understand how time and gravity work.
They needed data, like a sampling of the
black hole.
The black hole, right.
They
needed
can't
a sampling
get.
Of all just whatever substance, whatever elements is in a black hole. Even though it's nothing. They just need a sample, a
how
computer
can a
sent
sample
through it or
nothing?
Something like that.
I mean,
just wait. Well, they don't know that it's nothing. That's part
right,
of the problem.
Because
they don't
never
know
seen it.
What's there.
Right.
So that happens. He tells Murph. And Murph now knows that the whole plan A is a lie.
Yep.
It was never an option to begin with. And so she now knows that her generation will be the last generation on Earth. Period, bar none.
Fuck.
So she sends a message to them, which the robot relays while they're in man's compound, that says this. Anne Hathaway didn't know. Matt McConaughey didn't know. The black man didn't know. But man knew.
Man knew.
Fuck
fucking
yeah.
Matt
Damon.
Matt
please,
Damon, that
Matt
bastard.
Damon. Please tell me this, like, start beating the shit out of him.
So,
like
no, he explains,
no,
he explains that the guy was very selfless and gave up his humanity. He makes a very factual scientific argument for, he says, basically, evolution has allowed us to care deeply, but not outside of our own circle. We feel empathy towards our own children, and we have survival instincts towards our own children, but not towards our friends' children or people, strangers' children. Which is true. So he says someone had to make the sacrifice of their own children in order to save other people's children in the future. And that's what Michael Caine does. So he respects the dude. Then Matthew McConaughey's pissed. He's like, we're fucking going home.
I'm leaving. Yeah.
He says, we're fucking
going home.
Home. Mm-hmm. And the plan all along, this black scientist decides on the return journey, they're going to shoot the robot into the black hole. And he's going to take all the data from the black hole and hopefully relay it back before...
Whatever happens
whatever
in
happens.
The black hole happens. So,
and so that's the plan.
That's the plan. But
see what happened was
Matthew or Matt Damon being a man alone on a planet.
Oh wait, hold on. We forgot that
we
Matt
forget?
Damon said that the surface of the planet was inhabitable.
Oh right, yeah. He said well the whole top layer. He right. said top layer well, was ice, but underneath the ice. Was actual flowing water, live growing vegetables, yeah. and all that jazz.
He's talking about below level or whatever.
Capable
below
of sustaining
the
ice.
Yeah. Was and capable
he's,
of sustaining
he's had his
Earth.
Little beaker on the whole time.
Because
claiming
his
that
yep.
it was.
And he has
like, hey, come here,
logs
come here,
and logs
here.
Of data.
Yeah.
So
and he has a dismantled robot in the corner
right,
of the room.
Right,
which he said died just on missions because he can't go out with the limited oxygen because the air is ammonia, mostly. So you can breathe it, but only for a few minutes. So he sends a robot on long expeditions for him, and in the middle of those expeditions, he got fucked, essentially, is what Matt Damon's story is.
So while Matt Damon is telling Matthew McConaughey all this, they're walking towards this cliff of some sort.
Because Matthew McConaughey is going to lay down probes to measure the planet.
Okay.
Before he leaves.
Gotcha.
And Matt Damon is taking him to the surface
yeah.
of the planet, which
basically
he claims to be inhabitable,
right, yeah.
to put the probes down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he kind of pushes him over the edge of this gigantic mountain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he turns out to be a liar.
He's a complete liar. There's no underlying surface. It's all ice. It's all uninhabitable.
In fact,
this was the only way that he thought that he would get out alive and make any chance of getting
right.
home.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And so he cracks Matthew McConaughey's helmet, and Matthew McConaughey starts to suffocate. And the black man who's in the compound getting a piece of equipment from the dismantled robot for Case, who they're going to shoot into the black hole, sees the real data from the history logs of the robot, and it triggers a self-destruct or something and blows up the compound. The black man dies.
Black man's dead.
Now,
along with Bearded Man. So now it's only Ann and
that's
McConaughey.
Right. So it's only Ann Hathaway and McConaughey.
And man.
And Matt Damon. McConaughey struggles and finds his transmitter and calls... What's-her-face.
And to come get him because he has the crack thing. He's like...
he just says, help, help, help. She comes a-flying.
Matt Damon is now going to one of the Rangers, the spaceships. He is now getting in that and taking off to go to the Endurance so he can take that and go through the wormhole and go home. At this point, Anne Hathaway comes, gets him.
Well, no, that's not exactly right, I don't think. Because Matthew McConaughey wants to go home. Well, he's going to take the Endurance and go to Edmund's planet. Start the colony. Matt Damon.
Oh, okay.
He's taking the option of Matthew McConaughey of leaving home away from Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
He's now, he thinks, selflessly sacrificing himself for humanity by going to this other planet and setting up the colony. Because the Endurance has all of the eggs and stuff in it.
Yeah.
So, but the Endurance has a different docking procedure than man is used to. So,
and there's no auto dock.
That's right.
Because the computers don't trust it.
The robots turned off the autopilot.
Right.
Essentially.
Right. So he doesn't lock it properly. He gets up into space. Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway are telling him,
don't do it.
Don't open that. Don't catch it. Don't do it.
He turns them off.
He tries it, and he tries to open the airlock doors by some backdoor procedure of overriding, safety warnings.
But because
and all
it was an imperfect lock,
there's creases, so the vacuum of space does what it does, and it sucks everything out of it in a big gigantic explosion. So Matt Damon dies.
A big gigantic explosion that resulted in me doing this.
Yeah, like
poop everywhere.
Very loud.
Poop everywhere.
So now the Endurance...
So much poop.
Almost one or two modules out of the 12 that it had in this ring that it's got going on are blown the fuck up now.
Yeah.
And,
That sucks.
Yeah, so now it's spinning in space the explosion at, like, a resolution of, 60, I don't know.
It was 68.
Oh, man, this 68 part was fucking crazy.
RPMs or something like that. So then they have to match the shuttle that they're in to the Endurance spin.
So this is when Matthew McConaughey...
they're spinning in space like this, just, like,
they
flipping around, and the Endurance is the same way. They have to line up, and then they lock with the airlock.
And the fucking camera shows the Endurance spinning while the Ranger is steady, and then as this starts to spin, everything gets still.
Everything
gets stationary
at the
background.
Same
and now the background starts spinning.
Just spinning. And then they finally connect the dock, and then they start slowing down the spin, and they get it, obviously.
Yeah,
so they go back
in. It's the robot. No person could have possibly.
And this, there's a lot of subtle things that happen in this scene.
Right.
The first one is Matthew McConaughey does not trust the robots, and he lets the robots do the docking procedure in this.
Yep.
And then the second thing he does is, he basically docks to this, and then they get stuck in the gravity of Gargantua.
Right, yeah.
So
they're
he's like,
sucked in by the
so
black
it's
hole.
Like a huge celebration. He's like, and for my next trick, and then the robot's like, it's going to have to be a good one. We're getting pulled into the black hole.
One thing that we didn't mention, though, is before Matthew McConaughey, which was great, this is one of the best parts of the movie. Before Matt Damon becomes evil, you learn of his evil intent and he tries to kill Matthew McConaughey. Before that happens, simultaneously, they're showing scenes of Matt Damon as well as the robots kind of doing some sketchy stuff, like flying too fast in the shuttle or doing something like that. They built up an anticipation, like the AI of the robots are going to take over like Terminator or there's the possibility of man just being a dick of a human. And they're building towards both of these like climactic twists, and then all of a sudden it's man. The robots are perfectly exactly working how they should.
Yep.
Nothing's wrong with them.
Yep.
It's the human element that fucks everything up.
And that's usually
one of
how
the
it
key
works.
Things, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I loved about that movie right there is
it's
that they
true.
Did not
it
do
did.
That shit.
And it started making you think about the idea that the robots could come after you whenever they first made the joke about the having all the human slaves and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like, that's when the idea first enters your mind. It's like,
the whole robots from the beginning were kind of sketchy.
Yeah, well, I thought they
Matthew McConaughey always had a view of them that
because
was
the very
a little
first,
bit sketchy.
The very first interaction with the robot was Matthew McConaughey saying, oh, this is what you got because I know their control center is a little screwy and they'll go crazy on you. And I'm like, oh, well, there's the end of the movie right there. The robots are going to rebel.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
Never happens.
Never happens.
I love that it never happens.
Good. Yeah, they try so hard to make you think the robots are going to fuck something.
And then it's Matt Damon!
And then it's
Matt Damon, that bastard!
As soon as you see
Matt
Damon, you gotta know.
Matt Damon! Okay, anyway, fast forward. So now, they're getting pulled into Gargantua. And the idea is they're going to use Gargantua's gravity to slingshot them towards Edmund's planet.
That makes sense.
Because they don't have enough fuel to navigate around Gargantua.
That's right.
And go to
this
Edmund's
is their only
planet.
Choice. They're going to lose some more years in the gravity of Gargantua. Right. They use like 5 or something. But they're going to get home. So they put the robot in one of the Rangers, and they put the robot in one of the Rangers. Oh, how's it work? Anne Hathaway's in Endurance. Right. Matt McConaughey's in one of the Rangers. The robot's in another one.
And then they have two because they have Tars and Kit.
Okay, well, Case is with Anne Hathaway.
Right.
Wait, are we sure that they're trying to slingshot towards home?
No, they're going towards Edmund's.
They're
planet.
Going just, towards Edmund's.
Okay, you
because
just
that's
said
the
home.
Only choice.
Whatever.
I didn't hear
that. I knew where you were going, but you said home. So anyone listening,
okay. We'll check the tapes.
Yeah.
Regardless, they're going. What they're going to do is they're going to jettison Case into the black hole like the plan all along, and then they're going to fly to Edmund's planet.
They're
going to
slingshot around it.
So then there's this really great swelly music that makes you cry and all that, and they jettison Case.
And it's sad because he does have a personality. The AI does have a great personality.
You love Case.
You love him.
For sure.
Especially after he didn't turn and you were like, oh my God, this is the building point. Oh no, it's Matt Damon. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, then the robots are awesome. Because
they're just running high on emotions. There's not been
and
a
it's
lull
Tars.
Yeah. This entire time.
Tars is in the. Is in
Tars,
the one that
gets Tars
in the,
is with Anne Hathaway.
No, he's with.
No, because Case.
I swear he says Tars when he's
you're
in
right. Tars
element.
Is Tars is the main one.
Right. Yeah,
Tars,
Tars
is,
the, is
the one.
Tars
that gets
is the one that's going in there, and then Matthew McConaughey is in the second Ranger operating its engine to where they can get the full maximum
that's
boost
right.
that they can get to escape the gravity of the Gargantua.
So Anne Hathaway,
hole.
Matthew McConaughey ejects Tars into the black hole. Then Matthew McConaughey, without anyone's knowledge, ejects himself
because they have to shed weight so that the boost can actually escape the gravity.
So he sacrifices himself, and Anne Hathaway flies towards Edmund's planet.
Right.
And now, the fucking craziest scene in the whole movie where he's just in space, because he ejects out of his pod.
Yeah.
He's just in space getting sucked into the black hole.
Well, no, he's in the ship first, headed towards it.
Yeah,
and
it just gets
black.
Eject.
And then you
yeah,
just
you hear
you
eject,
see,
eject,
you
eject,
see
eject,
Anne Hathaway,
out.
And she's just like, she's hearing him 1 second, and then all of a sudden just...
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone.
But he's still talking and narrating.
Yeah.
He's like, it's just black. All I see is black.
I thought he woke up and then all of a sudden, eject, 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 and then he does it.
No, because the gravity is concussing him. Like, he can't breathe.
Right.
But he's still trying to narrate, and it's just black, and then he sees particles start to hit, like dust start to hit the thing, and then he can't really breathe, and then the ship starts to fall apart, and so he ejects. And now you just hear him breathing.
And he's just in this blackness.
Nothing but breathing. In this blackness, which you see from his point of view as he's flying into this black hole. And then all of a sudden, you see this structure. It looks like a series of square tubes.
Like, have you ever seen those, like, from Inception, like how it's an escalator, optical illusions.
Inception. He's never seen Inception.
I know that.
What a maroon.
Optical illusions, you know, like the endless staircase.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Exactly. Penrose steps.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan's pretty much obsessed with that. Yes. So imagine, like, that world that you see. It's a famous painting where there's stairs every.
It's like a.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everywhere,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except more like this pattern right here. It's like a hexagonal shape, maybe. But it's everywhere, and then
and he just kind of falls
each,
into it.
Like fiber of something like that
Jesus
would be
Christ.
A moment in time. So the fifth element. Is
what you need to describe to our audience what that looks like.
It's
just hold it up to the camera.
It's like a prism almost.
Okay, that's a great description.
An endless prism of
it's a great description.
Of what it looks like, but it just keeps going. It's an endless area of just memory.
And so he's just alone in this, and
in
then he realizes that
life.
it's Murph's bedroom.
Right.
From when...
It's the bookcase.
Right.
He's
bookcase
behind the bookcase.
Of the ghost of the very beginning of this movie.
And he sees all the happenings before he left.
Yeah.
He's the one who pushes the books when he gets angry and sees Murph. Because he hasn't seen her.
He's the ghost.
He's the guy who does the dust.
He
communicates
the dust.
Coordinates to NASA.
Yeah, he sends himself.
And then
the
finally, okay, so when he's doing this, he figures all this out. He's like, where the fuck am I at? Oh my God, this is crazy. And then all of a sudden, Tars, the robot that came with him, he talks to him via their communication, you know,
thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm here. I got all the readings. I got this data from it. And
so now they have to get that message to Murph.
Right.
That's the whole thing.
While this is happening, Murph at Matthew McConaughey's age is at her house, her old house, to evacuate her brother's family because they're dying of, like...
Well, and there's a dust storm coming. And it's going to just destroy. Everyone's heading underground.
Scurvy or whatever it is that tears up your lungs. But anyways,
scurvy.
She's there.
Scurvy. Jesus Christ. And arrg, I got scurvy from the dust.
Jesus. Schlarty. she has the watch that Matthew McConaughey gave her before he left, right?
Yeah.
So she puts it up on this bookshelf, and he uses the watch to second hand tick
the second,
like Morse code.
Yeah, it's Morse code. Right.
It's Morse code, so a long dash or a short, long. Yeah.
And so it's binary. He ends up being binary.
No, binary was the dust.
He
on
wants
the
to give it in Morse, and then that's when he does. He does.
No. The coordinates to NASA was binary.
But
the actual.
Second hand is Morse.
The equation solve the second half of the puzzle that.
He does in Morse code.
Right. And he does it on the ticking hand of the clock.
He puts it on the second hand of the watch.
She's like, oh my God, my dad's my fucking ghost. Yeah. He's been here this entire time. Oh, my Lanta. She figures
my
it out.
My Lanta.
My Lanta.
She figures
it
out,
wormhole,
and then once he relays that information to her, and she knows it, and the whoever they is,
which turns out to be humans from the advanced future, because he says it's us.
Yeah,
he says we did this.
Yeah. Okay. So advanced future humans
figured out how to travel. Who know how to manipulate all five dimensions?
They did everything to spark this adventure, basically, and then they. He gives her the ability to finish the equation, and then...
Because he gives her the data from the black hole that was needed.
Once that happens, the whole fifth-dimensional plane that he's on in this black hole starts to collapse, and then all of a sudden...
He spit out where the wormhole was.
Where the wormhole was.
But so much time has passed because he was in Gargantua. He came back, and he was 120, let's say 127 years old.
I'm pretty sure that's
actually pretty accurate.
Because
it was 120 something.
Because seconds in the black hole of Gargantua are decades on Earth. So the amount of time that it took after that prism collapsed to when the wormhole collapsed and he appeared was decades. And Murph had already solved these problems and started building dimensional structures.
She figured it out when she was 30, and from the time it took from him to tell her that and him to fall out of the black hole... She was like
90-something.
Yeah, 30 to 90 years old, and they rescued him because they have an outpost. Humankind has an outpost of this.
It's called
mechanized
it was
Cooper
the,
Town.
Yeah, they built their own dimensions now.
They built their own
dimensions
because
they can manipulate gravity.
Like, yeah, and it's just floating out by Saturn.
It's the Murphy. It's the Murphy. Or no, it's the Cooper Station.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Cooper Station, and he wakes up in the hospital.
Cooper is his last name,
and he's
which
like,
they don't tell you until then. But
well, no, it's literally
right.
The entire movie. They call him Cooper.
But they don't tell you that his last name is Cooper.
Well, it's on his thing, which is Cooper.
But they have the fucking...
tell you, yes, that's his last name, but it's implied throughout the rest
anyway,
of the movie.
Anyway, either way, it's Cooper Station. Yeah. He wakes up, and he goes... Well, it's nice that they named it after me. And the doctor laughs and says, no, we named it after your daughter.
Holy shit.
And then she's on her way out there. She's in hypersleep for 2 years to see him. And the entire family comes out with her. And on her deathbed, essentially, he comes in and meets her and says...
And it's this 90-year-old woman talking to her dad
who looks exactly the same.
35
or exactly the same
as he did back then. And it's just mind-blowing, and she's like, I have my kids now. I have all these people that I actually know, who know me, my family, all this jazz. Go be with...
Be with Brand.
Yeah.
Go to Brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Which
your
is
family.
Anne Hathaway.
Because she's just in this room, and there's dozens of people in there. Her
and she's about
grandkids
to die.
And her, you know,
he's
families.
He's missed her life, but he, like the whole thing was...
It's a father-daughter love story.
Right. The struggle that Matthew McConaughey had at the very beginning was to either miss his daughter's life or go
save
into
humanity.
Space and save humanity. And he does both, but, I mean, it's so crazy to see. Like, it really did take...
Yeah, because she says, the first thing she says
it was
like,
his
you
sacrifice
are my ghost.
To lose... Every knowledge of his daughter's entire existence, basically,
and then
10 years.
And then the movie ends, with Amelia landing on Edmund's planet.
Edmund's planet.
Which is she takes her helmet off.
Yeah.
It's totally inhabitable. It looks like Arizona.
It's Earth.
It looks like Earth. It's great. And she lays his placard down because so much time has passed, he's passed away of old age at this point. And so he's there, and she recognizes him, so he's dead, and then Matthew McConaughey heads to her planet.
So, now I have some questions
movie
here.
Movie ends.
She also has, like, a little bit going on.
Yeah, yeah, she starts a colony.
That? Was
yeah,
that so, her, or was that Edmund?
That was Edmund.
Okay.
I think what happened is she had literally just arrived.
Right.
They did a little bit of you know, time, not actual time shifting, but movie time.
Yeah.
Where they showed her as she landed, and then they showed him. Yeah, the waves are coming.
Yeah.
And then they showed him when he landed.
Right.
But he was going to head back to her, which should be easy now because they know how to transverse dimensions.
Yeah, that's what I didn't get to, is that ship that he stole at the end. So by transmitting that data and finishing the equation of the entire movie, that enabled certain humans or all humans to...
It's now a technology available to all humans.
So everyone can transverse five dimensions and...
Well, they know how to manipulate five dimensions.
Okay, so it doesn't they mean have like, technology
it
that
doesn't
can do
mean
it.
Necessarily time travel.
Right.
It's more the manipulation of gravity that was the big thing than anything else.
You can so move do you fast, think that people could reverse... Well, time. People can't reverse in time or else What's-Her-Face would do it. Murph would do it, right?
The point was is that the only thing that affects gravity... is time.
Okay.
Or no, the other way around. The only thing that affects time is gravity. So they could build a space with gravity that makes time run slower, which people could live in, but time is relative.
Right.
Because a minute is a minute is a minute. It's just a minute is different here than a minute is different there. So they could build a place where Matthew McConaughey lived longer than Murph did. But once Murph came there, she would age at the same level that Matthew McConaughey did and vice versa.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So there's no time travel. There's just time manipulation.
Hmm.
That's what it is. Which is mind-blowing.
So apparently when she figures out the equation or whatever
I
like
thought
that.
I thought he turned off for a second.
I did too. I thought it was going to be real. Yeah, I was going to laugh so hard.
The engineer has been pretty quiet over there listening to this interstellar talk.
He might be dead. I don't know.
Yeah, that's possible. That's
here
possible.
It comes. There it is. There it is.
Perfect.
Oh, okay, but anyway.
Well, that's the movie.
Oh, now he's off. You missed your chance. Now it's not funny. Now it's scripted.
I had a few questions, but I can't bring them to mind immediately.
I haven't checked yet, but I'm 100% certain he's turned off my mic.
I think so.
Check.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I'm the best.
No.
All right, turn his mic back on so we can ask a stupid question. All right, what?
So, you should know
that. Right, that's enough. Off with it.
No, get it out. All right, we got a break.
No,
for the
no
love of God,
there's time travel, but there's the time is manipulated due to the gravity. So, is it when they transported the humans back to the or to Edmund's planet?
They didn't do that. It
they
was not shown.
They
it's
didn't. They left that open interpretation.
Shown, no, they didn't send humans to Edmund's planet. They.
Well, they didn't show it.
I assume they will send people there.
I don't think so because they can manipulate it. So they built their own.
Yeah, right. They don't
like
need
Cooper
it.
Station.
They might
no,
do
they
it.
Built,
but they
built stations in the movie. They said these are holding stations until we can move humanity.
But they don't have to technically. They can stay there. They orbit.
Well, sure.
Orbit,
if they all want to live on these tiny orbs, then they could.
And
they,
these crazy
they
spherical.
Orbit
okay, so
Saturn.
Imagine flat Earth,
but,
right?
Yeah. Well, they don't all orbit Saturn.
Except,
they're all over the place.
You know how they did it, where the whole no, you didn't see Inception. Okay, so imagine just a big old circle like this. Except the inside of the circle is the top of the land.
Okay.
So the whole
you look,
structure
it looks like you're looking
is
at
about like 300 feet in diameter, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just the gravity is relative to the circle. So you're living inside of the Earth rather than on top of it, if
okay,
you want to picture
okay.
it that way.
Yeah, a sphere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the inside of a sphere.
It's just a cylinder, more like.
Kind of like a halo.
So they built these.
Like
they built
except
these
more
as,
thick. Exactly like that.
They built basically these as holding colonies until they could move everyone over to the thing. Because Anne Hathaway happened. She landed there right after she got out of Gargantua.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey was stuck in Gargantua for like 60 years.
Right. But the reason I was saying that...
So he's actually going to get to Anne Hathaway's planet, and she's going to be like 70.
The reason I say that they probably got people on Edmund's planet is that you said that future humanity created the black hole to lead them...
No, a wormhole.
The wormhole
and black hole.
The wormhole to get to where they're at.
Yes. But when Matthew McConaughey had come back, that had not been invented yet.
So...
get this, right? Okay.
Dear God,
so
my mind is having a hard time
wrapping. Okay, when she got the watch
yeah.
and figured out the equation.
And yelled a Eureka and threw
that
the
That was after the 23 years, right? Of them being on the first planet?
Yes.
Holy crap.
I had a thought. That happened
Jesus. While they were probably on... They were probably... while he was in the black hole.
Oh, my mind.
When they were scooting through the black hole...
When she figured
when
out
When they
the
were
shit.
Trying
yeah,
to
no, no,
slingshot,
no. When Matthew
that's when they
goes
figured out.
Through the black hole, wouldn't you think that during whoa. That time
in
frame...
In the timeline, that was after...
Hold on. Wait.
After Murph had already figured it out.
Right. Yes. So, no. is it possible... That during the time that he was in there, they already went.
It's possible
to Anne Hathaway's
absolutely
planet
possible.
And colonized it.
Absolutely
and like that.
It's absolutely possible because he was gone for so many decades.
Right.
It's absolutely possible.
That's nuts to think about too.
Yeah, that's
that
absolutely. That's what I
because
mean.
It made it seem at the end that Anne Hathaway was still there. No one had touched
yeah,
it.
But
no one
that
had
was that was her timeline. After she got slingshot out of Gargantua and landed there, that was
right.
her present.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey's present was 60 years after that.
I really wish...
In the hospital.
I don't like how it ended. I don't
we left
like,
it open-ended.
I don't like how they left it like he's
have
headed that
way. Have you seen Inception? Like,
No. That was such a better conclusion. He got back with his family, everything we wanted to see, but whether it was real or not was the question, and that was the open-ended question. Whether this is real or not is not the case. It's yeah. whether he actually made it to the planet, whether she was 70 years old when he made it, or
well,
anything like that. They should have shown
time
him land.
If they had
different.
Made...
Or, yeah,
yeah,
or if they
be,
can transfer
yeah.
through time or
if
all
they
this
had,
jazz.
If they made a sequel, they would talk about that. They would talk about...
Are they going to make it?
No. When they make a...
Then why leave it open-ended?
Because Christopher Nolan's an asshole. That's what he does. He
he's
wants
not
you,
make an
he
to make
two.
You
think. No.
It's to make you think and start questioning and
it,
having these
I took the investigation and made my Christopher Nolan impression on,
it,
the, on the world.
Literally so that you
You'll
could,
never know the ending of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you never know. It's pretty much just left up to your own
Does
creativity.
Bash get away? Spoiler alert, yes. Because
do.
Dylan's inept?
I do.
Yeah.
I kill everyone.
He no, gets out.
I was watching a featurette about the film, and they were talking about how they hope this actually spurs us
more
to
people.
Go... To right. go back,
I certainly
space
want
to
go
to explore and
do
stuff
physics
like that.
Now.
No.
Yeah, that's
I want to learn
goal,
advanced
that's
physics.
Part of the goal of
within
the movie is to get
lifetime,
us back going into space.
Within our lifetime,
I believe that.
Yeah,
we'll see people on Mars.
I hope so.
We'll see
yeah,
selfies
so.
Of people on Mars.
Mars selfie.
That will happen. That will
oh
happen within our lifetime. But whether we get to go or whether we get
what
to,
the, no. What the fuck was that?
What did he do?
He
Can
said,
I take a selfie?
That's what he did. He said he made that voice.
It was great. He made a joke. I love it.
Was that a joke or was that rape?
Break?
I feel like that was rape.
I think we need a break after that rapage.
I feel molested.
But anyway, best movie of the year?
You feel molested, Cameron?
Has there been a better
it
movie
has
this
to
year?
Compare with Guardians.
I think it's better than Guardians.
I agree.
I watched Guardians last night.
Guardians of the Galaxy is fucking good.
It is.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie, but Inception's such a great idea, almost.
Yeah.
It's
well,
it's
no,
something
it is, yeah.
a message it, for...
Inception is better than Guardians.
Moving forward.
Just because of all the thought-provoking
You mean
bullshit.
Interstellar.
Well, no, wait. I thought he was saying something about Inception.
No,
so
Interstellar.
Was,
Interstellar is a
that.
Better
but
piece
both,
of
I mean,
film.
It's a better piece
yeah.
of cinema,
Guardians,
absolutely.
Guardians is probably a better... It's probably more inner. No, it's better. I think Interstellar is better.
Interstellar
Guardians
better.
Is a
yeah.
is a more grounded movie.
Yes.
Yeah, for
movie.
Sure.
But Interstellar
it
is
does.
Obviously the better
Guardians,
film,
Guardians
the better
does
cinematic adventure,
yeah.
the better plot, the
better music,
better just interaction with the
yeah.
with the
yeah,
audience
sure.
Guardians, because it sticks with you yeah. so much longer.
And like, Guardians
because,
to me Guardians does nothing new.
No,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is why
you're never going to see anything really like Interstellar. Like
no,
like, yeah. you're never going to see another movie where it's like, oh, this is exactly like
Interstellar. Oh, we will.
Like,
we'll see
exactly
another.
Like
well, now
that.
We will.
Not exactly like that, but Christopher Nolan's going to make another movie.
I bet.
And I can't wait.
I mean, Christopher Nolan
wait.
Is
You think he should
shit.
Make a sequel to this one?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No, no,
Don't add on to it because
no.
it will end up being stupid. Unless Christopher... We've never seen a Christopher Nolan sequel, though.
That's true.
Yeah, it's called The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises.
both were great.
They were.
So.
And they had, you literally made two sequels. You made a trilogy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minus that. Those don't count.
Yeah, those don't
those
really count.
Those were fucking.
I agree with you. Have you seen Memento?
They were just to make money. No, I haven't.
Memento is great. We should watch that when we get home.
All right.
Let's watch Memento and then let's watch all of Cosmos.
Not going to watch all right. it.
Or, that's why? A lot, dude.
Memento?
That's like why 22 are we watching hours.
We can do it. What, do we have, what else we got to do? We have literally no plans after this
that's
show.
That's true.
Well, sad.
Yeah, it's
true.
Also going to be
but
like 2
But now we plan for break because I need to pee again.
Oh, my
damn
God.
It.
Okay.
You broke the seal.
I need pee.
All right, well, Interstellar.
That sounds wrong.
Amazing.
We may come back to it after the break. But
amazing
not,
movie.
Not, it is spectacular.
I want to talk a little bit about the movies coming up next year.
Yes.
Then when we come back.
Yes.
But anyway.
That, sadly.
We will, we'll be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Where's Frank? We're hot. We're coming in.
Where is Frank?
You guys hot?
You guys are still hot.
The whole thing's hot, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm
hot.
Burning up right now.
It's a crazy situation. Oh,
man. We're on your side now. Absolutely. We got to get these guns off the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? No,
off
no.
the streets? What, are you crazy? We need the guns on the streets.
No, everyone needs to have guns.
It's
we need
unsafe.
To flood the streets with guns.
To stay safe.
Ah, shit. I mean, I think, Yeah, I think we cross right past each other like ships in the night,
we
man.
We flip-flopped.
Yeah, because we're on the opposite side now. That's how it makes no more sense.
Oh,
if we could have
no.
just met up like 2 hours
no,
ago.
Not yes. to,
oh,
no,
oh, this, Frank. Hey, Frank. Frank, is that a box of guns? What is that?
Guns? Now, water filters.
Water filters?
All right, guys, load them in. Very nice.
Hey, Frank, why do you have a truck full of water filters? You know what? I don't give a shit. Let's get down to that rally, man.
Rally?
Yeah.
Yes, the Freedom Rally, the one you organized.
Oh, shit, I'm not going to go down there. It's going to be a bunch of nuts with guns. Too dangerous.
Hey, hold on a second. What's going on? I thought you were into guns. You know, why have you been on TV talking about all that shit?
I bought a stake in Gunther's Guns. I got everybody angry and scared. They bought the guns. I made a fortune.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. So you don't give a shit about the gun issue at all? I mean, what the hell? You're like the NRA.
Yeah, a little bit like the NRA. A little tiny bit. But I think of myself more like Al Gore. You know, he got everybody worked up over global warming. Then he made millions.
Huh?
Yeah, everybody does it. Liberals, conservatives, it doesn't matter. This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees. I gotta go.
Charging $10 a month for one show a year. Seth and Colby.
That's the most accurate, like, bumper we've ever had.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Although, we did do two shows this year.
Now it's true.
Is it even worth playing time to, or wasting time to play this?
You can call or text Seth and Colby.
You can only text.
In America, 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby
nope,
from anywhere
can't.
In the world.
Nope.
Email at SethandColby.com.
It goes somewhere.
What
yeah,
goes somewhere?
We're not going to read it.
Email
it goes
Seth
somewhere. I just don't know how to check it anymore.
It's somewhere.
Maybe you should send an email to him and see what happens.
Well, yeah, well, you should.
Maybe,
Seth.
What if it ends up in the wormhole?
Seth, I'd love to show you right now, but my phone is dead. But for anybody that doesn't know, I am always getting shit for my shoes being, you know, trashed.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
And they still are, yeah.
Yeah.
Not kind of, they are.
I've
seen homeless people with better shoes.
No, you
haven't. New shoes.
No, you haven't.
I have.
I ordered new shoes today. I got John Wall's new shoes.
Nice.
Yeah, they're fucking cool.
That's awesome.
They're fucking
they're Adidas,
badass.
Though.
Yeah. I mean,
Adidas.
Adidas kind of
Nike's
blows.
Is my shit, but Adidas has always been
like,
my
Adidas,
second go-to for sure.
The
only shoes that
apparel,
I own that aren't Nike are Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas apparel is not... I'm not the biggest fan.
I like them.
Yeah,
I
it's all right.
I think that some of them are a little overdone.
It's all right.
They try to do kind of like the same thing that Osiris does.
But the no.
Osiris.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the apparel, not the shoes.
Oh, okay.
So the apparel of Adidas is all right, but the shoes of Adidas, I do think they have a good shoe design department.
For sure.
Because D Rose's shoes, all the ones I've seen of Adidas do have cool looking
Adidas
shoes.
Adidas makes crap
yeah.
shoes.
As
yeah.
of wearing them and comfort and all
yeah,
that jazz, not
yeah.
sure.
Did you see those Spring Blade ones?
I know
I
what you're talking
so,
about.
Yeah.
Those have been out for a long time.
Those are
stupid.
So
as
dumb.
Fuck. Those are
so
unbelievable.
Dumb.
Yeah, those are some of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
So dumb.
For
so
sure.
Adidas has hits and
they
misses.
They have some good stuff.
Sure.
Like, well, they have some, like, comfort shoes that are, like, just you wear them for whatever, not basketball shoes. Like,
yeah.
I have a pair of Addi Zeros that are basketball shoes, and they're a bit uncomfortable. They
yeah.
look really good.
The D-Rose 3s.
D3 or what, the return.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
happened 2 years
Which
ago.
Which one? The yeah. first time
two
or the second time
two
or the next
ago.
Time?
Colby owns them. The first time. Colby owns I owned those, and they are uncomfortable. They actually twisted my ankles.
Can we agree that D-Rose is the worst?
D-Rose is the fucking worst.
He's the worst.
He is such a great player.
He's
he
an
has
amazing
so
player.
Apparently. Skills.
Yeah, I mean, we
so
haven't seen
many.
Him really play.
No, we have. We have
the
seen
first,
examples
yeah, the first
of
couple seasons
how
play.
Great D. Yeah. Rose could be. Yeah. But anywhere right. near Michael, anywhere near Jordan,
no
possible way. Anywhere near bringing Chicago a championship again,
no.
Well, not
with his knees.
Nope.
With the team that they have and had and how that team had been competing, absolutely. That team was competing in playoffs without him.
Yeah, there's
that,
no
that
chance.
That team was competing with good teams without
so.
Derrick Rose at all. No, you guys are retarded.
I think they just got lucky.
Nope.
I do.
Nope.
That I think whole, so, too.
Like, that team has been
star?
Ranked. That team has been ranked in the top three defenses for the last
well,
four
defense,
seasons.
Joaquin Noah.
No one fucking scores
the
on
list.
Them.
End
like
of the list.
That's how you like football, basketball,
obviously
it doesn't
people
matter.
Do because
yeah, they
lost.
Lose. They lose
they
all the
lose.
Time. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and yeah. he's there now.
Joaquin Noah
time.
Is great at defense
nothing.
For sure, but he doesn't have the offensive prowess
nothing.
To keep up with like Howard or
right now they're 12-7.
He scores like twice as many points as Howard.
Do the Cavs suck this year?
They're getting there. Well, not as far as sucking. They're actually moving away from sucking.
But
they started
sucked.
Out
they
sucking.
Suck. They're
just,
only
just
one
like
game
the,
back from the Bulls' right. record.
Yeah. Just like the...
so there you go.
I mean, like, a lot of... Like the Spurs.
Hasn't Kevin Love said that he doesn't want to be there next year?
Well,
no.
LeBron only signed a one-year contract.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he only did that so that they can set up to sign him.
Here's
for
a few
a
teams. Here's a few
later.
Teams that have won more games than the Bulls this year.
Okay.
And the Wizards.
The Wizards are fucking good.
The
so,
Raptors.
Okay. The Raptors are good as well.
Well, of course they are. They're better than the Bulls. Trailblazers.
The
Rockets.
These are the three leading
the Warriors,
teams. You
the
know
Clippers.
That? Like this
the Grizzlies.
You went
the Spurs.
From first place.
The Mavericks. Let's see.
These are all playoff teams at this point. You've listed the playoffs.
The Hawks.
You've listed playoffs.
Yeah.
Therefore,
are you
saying
looking,
nothing.
Hey, are you looking
but these
through,
are all teams that are better than the Bulls. If I read teams that were as good as the Bulls, there would be even more. These are teams that have better records than the Bulls at right now. And sure, there's going to be 16 playoff teams. So yeah, half of the conference is going to make it. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
I mean, all right. But...
you know, it's not going to make it the fucking Lakers because they're terrible.
Okay, but as soon as the Spurs are, or not the Spurs, the Cavaliers... are in playoffs. You're like, oh, the Cavaliers are so good. The Cavaliers are doing so much because they're beating everybody in playoffs. Just like
my point isn't that the Cavs are good or bad. The point is that Derrick Rose blows.
He doesn't.
He does.
Okay, that's why he made the USA team and a bunch of players.
He doesn't blow as an athlete. When he can actually play basketball, he's fantastic.
He is a terrible.
I get that.
He's a terrible teammate.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You
can't count on him.
Yeah, I don't want him on my team. Yeah, no. because he's just going to get
and
hurt
if I'm
again.
A Bulls fan, I don't I want think. Him on my team.
Yeah,
get right. out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm totally
I want someone
with you.
That is consistent.
Reliable.
I'm
yeah,
totally
exactly.
with you that he's going to get, like, I think he's going to get hurt again. I think his career is pretty much over. It sucks because he's, you know, he's done a lot of really cool things.
Yeah.
Like, he's competed for sure, for damn sure. He does a lot of things a lot better than plenty of players.
He
do.
Plays hard as shit.
But, yeah. But
and way too hard because
yeah,
that's how he gets hurt.
Yeah.
But.
It's just, I said.
I mean, I love
like,
the passion in him. I love D Rose, but I hate yeah. that
he jams
has
on,
really bad
yeah,
knees.
Yeah. He jams on people like nobody's fucking business for a point guard.
You think he's the best point guard in the league?
No. No. Even whenever he's like ready to rock. He's
as
still
for
not point,
the best guard
point guard
that leads a team?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I
don't know, man.
He sure as hell gets it done.
Chris
Paul. Like
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul's probably
Chris
a better
Paul,
point guard.
Chris Steph
Paul,
Curry.
Chris Paul is my favorite point guard.
Steph Curry
teams.
Is probably a better point guard.
Both lead their teams.
Yeah. Both of them are better point guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can score from anywhere on the goddamn court. And Derrick Rose is really more of a driver.
By the way, what's up with the Thunder being 6-13?
Kevin Durant
and
Westbrook have been
Westbrook.
Out all season, basically.
Yep.
They've been out the entire time. Like, it's straight-up backups.
Yep.
Just, like, rookies and backups.
Like, and their backups are
yeah.
hurt. Lamb,
yeah, right.
I think that's their only backup.
Well, Lamb
that's
was
good.
A, no, Lamb was a starter. Lamb is the
right,
starting shooting
right,
guard.
Right, right, there's yeah. one more that's on their bench that's hurt, too.
Oh, no, fucking, God damn it. The backup point guard.
There's
like,
one.
Like, Pierre, or no, not
Jackson?
Pierre,
no.
No.
Ah.
I think his last name might be Jackson.
Well, there is a Jackson, Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. That's who it is. Reggie Jackson was hurt as well, who's a very good player and the backup point
guard. Those are top four players I would name off on that team.
Why are the Lakers 5-15?
Ibaka and...
because they fucking suck.
Because Kobe's aged way too much and they have way too much invested in him.
Kobe is the leading scorer of the league.
He is.
Yeah. So it's kind of... Well, all right. I've always said that...
They pay him too much.
Just because you have the leading... Yeah, they do.
They pay him
too much.
Just
because you have the leading scorer in the league doesn't mean your team's going to win a whole bunch of games because just because your guy scores 30 points a game...
He needs a supporting cast and they can't afford him because they're paying him too much money.
Well, he's shooting to make 70 points a game.
Yeah.
But he only makes enough to make like 30 points a game. And so,
but everyone else is shooting to make 3 points a game.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So I don't really blame. Well, that a lot of that is because, you know, Kobe doesn't give him the ball. But I don't think.
Keep it. I'm just happy they won a game.
I'm not. I hate the Lakers because I don't enjoy Kobe.
I love Kobe.
How do you not like Kobe? How do you love the game of basketball, but you don't like Kobe? Like, that's like
there's
saying,
like five players in existence that are on first name basis.
But I hate Cheddar.
All right.
I hate Cheddar. It's the fucking worst cheese ever.
No, it's all right. I hate Kobe because just like
Basketball players were cheeses.
No. Yeah,
Kobe would be Cheddar. What would Michael be? He's got to be like mozzarella or something.
Yes, mozzarella. That's good.
Fuck that. He's queso. Queso's the shit.
Queso is a blend of cheeses.
I'm just saying. Queso is that's
you
it.
Mix all the cheeses.
You can't
man.
Mix all the cheeses.
Exactly. That actually makes it perfect. You mix them all together.
I agree because
Jordan.
It's more popular.
It is. It's the most popular cheese.
Yeah,
I think,
and
ever.
Then cheddar would queso. Be second, which would be Kobe.
And then I think queso. LeBron would probably be like Colby.
Pepper Jack.
Man, Pepper Jack's pretty good.
Swiss.
I feel like more people.
Maybe. Swiss. Probably
yeah.
Swiss.
I would say Swiss.
I would say Swiss. And then Shaq. Shaq would probably be Pepper Jack.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with that.
All right.
Who else is on a first name basis? That's it.
For all stars, sure.
I think so.
KD.
Yeah. I mean, Magic
KD.
Johnson,
yeah, Magic. Magic would be have to be like he'd probably be like a Brie or a Munster at this point. It'd be something aged.
Whatever would be like the sweetest or something. Just like it. Just the I don't know the zestiest because he's fucking ridiculous.
He could be like a buffalo. A buffalo something.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Like a buffalo blend.
Nah, he's blue cheese.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. He's blue cheese.
I like blue cheese.
And then we got some...
blue cheese is good, yeah.
Some...
Because that's a refined taste.
Right.
But it's still legendary.
I ran out of cheeses.
Is blue cheese actually a cheese?
No.
Or is it just a dressing?
Not. It's just a dressing.
Well, you could have blue cheese crumbles.
What is blue cheese?
I mean, it's fucking...
Blue cheese is a general classification of cow's milk, sheep's milk, or goat's milk.
Wow.
Cheeses that have cultured of the mold penicillium added so that the final product is spotted a vein throughout with blue.
Spotted a vein?
I work with someone that did not know that cheese was mold until the other day, few days ago.
What?
You see this? The blue cheese.
It's a block of cheese.
It's a vine. It's veiny cheese.
Well, you could put blue cheese crumbles on steak, so it's got to be a blue cheese. So Magic Johnson is a blue cheese.
You can put it on anything.
We'll go with that.
I think we solved a lot of the world's problems.
I think we did
for sure.
We matched up stars in basketball.
Cheese. Good lord.
All right, let's take our final break.
Okay.
And then we're gonna come back.
Are we all agreed that Chris Paul is the best point guard in the league?
Oh, absolutely. Cool. There's no doubt.
Because that's mine. That's
I don't think there's
right
any
there.
Doubt.
That's who I would pick.
You know what? I think LeBron's probably the best point guard in the league.
You know, like he could play point guard easily
and do it pretty well.
All right.
He'd be like a Magic Johnson. He's a fucking
man.
Good
when
passer.
He drinks, he just keeps talking. Yeah, I feel like we could just turn off his headphones and then go to break, and if he doesn't know that his headphones are off, he would talk for the entire 10 minutes.
I mean, sure. If I have something to talk about.
That's amazing.
Especially sports.
Yeah, especially sports.
We can go.
When we come back, we're not going to talk about sports.
Nope.
Why not?
Bash is going to do because
that's
his
for the locker room.
Yeah, it is not, which isn't
room.
A show. But anyway,
it is a show.
We will be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
So, what's on your mind then?
Well, Harvey, it's about Medellin.
What about it?
We
vodka splash cranberry.
I ordered tonic.
No, you didn't. You ordered a cranberry.
Why would I order cranberry if I don't drink cranberry?
I don't know, but you did.
Leave this fucking guy.
I'll get you a tonic.
No. Don't get me tonic. Tell me I didn't order cranberry.
But you did.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Just get the tonic, guy.
No, guy. Don't go anywhere.
Harvey, look.
Yeah, no.
You look me in the fucking face, and you tell me why that after 50 years of life and never having even sipped cranberry juice, for some reason I come in here and I order cranberry juice. Can you answer that, you fucking scumbag?
No, I can't. But you did, Harvey.
I'm gonna get fucking down!
Oh, take it easy, sir.
Don't tell me to take it easy. You know who the fuck I am? I was rolling my bones when you're sucking your mother's titty.
Let's leave my mother out of this.
Fuck you and fuck him.
All right, pal, you're out of here.
Come on. Get your fucking hands off me. Don't touch me.
So you let Vince do your dirty work, huh? No, he couldn't do it.
Hey, he had it in him after all.
I didn't get a chance to either, but I'll try tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What? You weak, man. Hey, Harvey. We're not selling you the movie. Sorry, bro. We're going to put it on the open market at Cannes. You're going to have to bid like everyone else.
I'll eat you alive. I'll eat you alive. Trap you out of my tuss and flush you down the toilet. You'll never work again. Never. You understand me? Your career's over.
Listen to this laugh. Ha 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 ha. I'm Charles. The Seth and Colby Show.
Everyone's just gone.
Yeah, so now it's just me being Colby, and I'm here with Chris now because other people are occupied doing bodily functions.
They're going to the bathroom.
Yep, and now we're here talking to you.
Yep.
With, who is this? Don't got a Waka Flocka. We're gonna go with him.
Okay, sounds
Waka Flocka. We're chilling after this. And now Seth's here. I don't know. I think he's trying to find the second bathroom.
I'm engineer and Seth Neiman tonight.
Both. Welcome back, Mr. Seth Neiman.
Oh,
good Lord. Who is this?
ASAP Rocky.
Damn it.
It was not Waka Flocka.
He said Waka Flocka. I heard it. I think something. It sounded like it. I went with it.
That bathroom basically swallowed my just entire
That's
butt.
That's good. That's what you want, right?
I could probably still go, to be honest with you.
Really?
It could probably still come out.
That's intense.
But I felt that the show was on fire out here.
It was. It was.
What was the clip that played?
Entourage, Harvey. I'm going to eat you alive.
Oh, I missed that clip.
You did.
Damn it.
It was great.
That's like my clip.
Oh, man.
So upset.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, well. This is the last segment.
This is
the last segment.
We have a goal that we tried to reach on this show, which we did not tell you. But now I feel like telling you.
Well, I was going to like spring it on him at the last second.
Okay. Well, then we'll wait.
I mean, if you want to tell him
now, I don't care. We'll wait. I want to talk about Men of Wit.
Why?
Because I want to bring it back.
Well, then you're the one in charge.
I need Dylan.
Okay.
I need Dylan.
I can't help you with that.
I need to talk to him. I haven't talked to him yet.
You have a phone.
I do
and
have
lips
that.
And tongues and mouth.
To talk.
Yes.
And utter audible phrases.
Yes, that is four words
that he can
digest or comprehend and
big words
that
segment.
He will do the same thing back to you.
He will consummate the relationship
yes.
with a matter of human sacrifice, enabling us
you sound like Borat.
to achieve another realm.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
You are good people. Thank you for listening. I am
a Borat.
Done with that.
From Kazakhstan. Yeah.
Well, now it's the Seth and Colby Show, minus Fuckhead.
Yeah, where's he at, though?
I don't know. I hope he got raped and, like, murdered by, like a vigilante.
I mean, should
something.
We be worried that he's not here?
Maybe. Bash! Up,
oh, my
there
God,
is.
There he is.
Magic. I doing? Call, and he shows up. That is
quick,
fate.
Yo, like Gold Brick.
Gold Brick!
If only. Wouldn't
there
that be
is.
Awesome? Yeah, would we be mad if we did that and it was a gold brick and then we did something else that didn't work again?
Yes.
Like what?
I'd be like, I should have asked for 10,000 gold bricks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I would have fucking showed up.
Yep.
Damn genie.
You seen that genie commercial where the bucks show
yeah.
up? Yeah.
Wouldn't just it be a lot easier just to ask for just straight up money instead of gold that you would have to turn into money?
It's one fucking comment. God damn it, man.
No, I like gold, bitch. Okay?
I would rather have gold, absolutely.
You're
I think I would too. I would rather have gold.
You're both idiots.
No, I'd rather have gold. Real ballers have gold bricks.
Yeah. It's that true. You would do nothing with. You
I could
just
get
fucking look
if I had
at
20
it.
Gold bricks.
It
I would
make you rich.
If I walked up to the front door of Fort Knox and I'd be like, "Hey, I got 10,000 gold bricks. You want that shit?" They'd be like, "Fuck yeah,
yeah
let me give
you
some money for
it."
Fort Knox?
I'm just kidding.
Where is that? Nashville?
How much is a gold brick worth?
Not a lot.
The standard gold bar is 1 kilo. Okay.
And
oh, this was 2 years ago.
And
so
it costs an amount that
Let's
we're
see.
About to find out.
Price of gold. Goldprice.org.
From Mr. Neiman.
Let's see here.
In T minus 5.
Nope.
4.
Nope.
3.
Stop
Started
counting.
30.
Stop counting.
31.
Gold is 30. At 1,000. Okay, here we go. All right.
You're going to give it
right now, one gold brick is worth $38,317.90.
Fuck you, Bash. I want some gold bricks, mother. If I had 10,000 gold bricks, you betcha I'd be rolling in some money right
so
now.
So if we had 10 gold bricks, I don't know why I need to do math, we'd have $380,000.
Bash is right. Why don't we just ask for $38,000 or whatever that?
Because a gold brick is what ballers have.
Well,
we could go cash one gold brick, get 38,000 $1 bills, build a mountain out of them, and then put our gold bricks in the middle of the mountain, and then be like, take Instagram photos with it. I mean, that's exactly what ballers do.
The only reason to have that much money, Instagram photos.
Is exactly right.
Oh, perfect.
Have you ever seen that picture of like Rick Ross sitting in a room counting money, and he's just surrounded by money?
No.
You ever
I
seen
have.
That?
No, but I don't want to because fuck that dude.
You know how much fucking weight he lost? God.
Pears.
Yeah, from pears.
I lost 10 pounds.
10 pounds. Wow.
Pears.
It's more like
Rick Ross.
100 and something.
He still is fat, though, right?
No. Have you seen the picture of him recently?
No.
He's not fat.
Show me pictures of Rick Ross.
He looks in shape.
What the? There's no way this is real.
He actually looks fit.
These are all fat Rick Ross.
Yeah, I only see fat Rick Ross. That's all I see.
Like, I mean, this is as skinny as I've seen him. But
yeah,
he's still
he's even thinner
big.
Than that.
Really?
Yeah, that, no, he's thinner than that now. Yeah.
Damn.
It's like, look up new weight loss photos of Rick
right
Ross.
Here, right
like,
here.
Something like that.
Right there. That's
like,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. See? He is so fucking thin.
He looks
wow.
Yeah. He looks like just any other
guy.
You
know, actually, the top of him is still like, now he's weird because he's got this weird V shape.
But
like,
he's like,
the top of him's thicker than the
right.
bottom of him.
Yeah. But he's 6'4". like, he's a big ass dude.
He's
a big ass dude.
Like, he's not
ass
a small
dude.
Guy.
But can we agree that gold bricks are better than cash?
No.
Yes.
No.
I would much rather have gold bricks.
You're an idiot.
I would rather have gold bricks. I don't
and
think I'm an idiot.
And usability, I feel like you could take one of those gold bricks. How much was it worth? $38,000?
$38,000.
Take that, exchange it for a brand new Ford F-150 or whatever the fuck you want.
If you could slide over a goddamn gold brick and give you a car.
Oh, yeah. They would definitely do it.
That'd
right?
be so
no.
much better than fucking
no,
cash. Doing like a bank transfer, like some fucking nerd. No, you slide a gold brick over to the brother.
That's how you do
you
it.
You drive off the lot.
The brother.
Yeah.
How's he going to be black?
I didn't make him black. He's
no,
just my brother.
It's
I'm racist.
It's the Hulk Hogan brother, not the
right,
brother.
Right.
Yeah.
Brother.
Like my dad would say brother, yeah.
Good Hulk Hogan impression.
Yeah, that was actually
that was
pretty decent.
Great Hulk Hogan.
My dad says brother.
Hey, you got some protein for me, brother?
You should have left it where it was.
Yeah. You ruined it.
Okay, real quick. We've only got 17
guys are
minutes.
Assholes.
We only got 17 minutes left in the show.
Oh, 17 minutes.
That's not that long.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about new movies.
We talked for an hour and 40 minutes about one topic.
Aren't
okay,
we?
17 minutes is not that long.
Oh, we're not going to still talk about Interstellar.
We're done with
we
that.
Have more to talk about?
I'm
we
kidding.
Have to,
oh,
it's a joke.
On.
Okay.
Sorry, it wasn't funny. My fucking.
Have you heard that 2015 is the biggest year for movies?
Yes.
No.
Ever.
I no. have.
And people are worried. That
it's
there's so many good
dick.
Movies come out that people aren't going to see any movies, really, because there's so many to choose for. People will be waiting.
No.
That's okay. Let me read this list.
100% anybody with the money to see all of them will see all of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but people don't have the money generally, so they'll budget. And so people right. will go, I'm not seeing Jurassic World because I'm seeing Avengers.
No.
Or vice
well,
versa.
Right. Well, actually,
who
right,
the
big
fuck
ones?
Does that with movies?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Because if so, plenty you need to reevaluate
people,
your life.
I think normal
that.
Human beings.
I have a barely manageable job, but then again, I live with my parents.
Yeah,
but
you
I
have no bills.
But most people, I think, would prioritize.
Yeah, except for this.
For sure.
Yeah.
But all right. But the thing that I disagree with you on is everyone that is going to go see one like these movies. Is gonna go. They're gonna go see both of the ones that you just listed.
Okay. Well,
the new Avengers is gonna be seen by
this
like
list,
a shit ton of people, and Jurassic World is gonna be.
Jesus Christ! He just
seen
never stops talking.
Shit
he doesn't.
He
doesn't.
Keeps talking.
He keeps going.
Okay. Here's
he's
the list.
Finishing talking my sentence.
This is in January. Okay. This is just January.
Okay.
Taken 3.
Hit me. That's stupid.
It's gonna be huge.
I'm not gonna
taking.
Fucking see that movie.
Black Hat,
stupid
which is a new Michael
fuck.
Mann movie with Chris Hemsworth in it.
All right.
Wedding Ringer, which is a Kevin Hart, Josh Gad movie.
Yep.
Whatever.
And then Mordecai, which is a Johnny Depp movie. So all these movies aren't necessarily ones that we will see. All these right. are just huge movies. And
I don't know what's so huge about them.
Huge as in they're at the Warren.
They're movies that people will generally would pay to see in the summer.
Well, there are a lot of movies that don't make
yeah.
the theaters that we see.
Right, like they are movies.
They're
you can
big
go find them.
Blockbuster ones that hit every
gonna,
movie yeah. theater in the world.
February. It gets more intense.
Okay.
It makes more of a statement. February. Jupiter Ascending.
I want to see that.
Yeah.
That's the Matrix one.
I'm with you.
People maybe the Matrix. 50 Shades of Grey.
Nope.
Kingsman, no. Knights of the Secret,
I wanna
Secret
see
Service.
That.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Oh, boy.
Hell yeah.
Lazarus. Lazarus, which is a movie with Olivia Wilde. It's a horror movie. Brand new.
No,
IP.
I won't go see that.
Focus. Will Smith.
I do want to see that.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer.
And then the
that.
Hitman movie.
Yeah, I do want to
Hitman movie.
Ooh. And these are all in
Wait,
February.
Didn't they already make a Hitman movie?
They did with, what's his face?
Some bald guy.
Justified. No, it was an,
Yeah, that. Yeah, you're right.
What's his name?
Oliphant.
Oliphant. Timothy Oliphant. Yeah, the guy in Justified.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
he was the hit.
So just a little perspective.
It was
a,
all right.
A Will Smith
it
movie.
Not
watching
good.
It. I remember
it was
watching.
Not that
I watched
good.
It with you.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't that good.
Yeah. That, like,
a
Russian
Will
bitch.
Smith movie is coming out in February.
Right.
That's how stacked everything else is.
Yeah. Yeah.
March. Chappie, which has got all this buzz because
Seen
it's about
that.
This robot.
Yep.
The Coup, which is a movie with Owen Wilson, Pierce Brosnan, and Lake Bell in it.
All right.
Unfinished Business, which comes out on the same day as The Coup and Chappie, has Vince Vaughn in it.
All right.
And Dave Franco.
Nice.
Then live action.
I like Dave Franco.
Live
so
action Cinderella. Paranormal Activity, a reboot of that series.
God damn it. Are you shitting me?
Nope.
They're going to remake the first one?
No, it's a new spin.
Okay.
It's a new spin.
That's all right.
I like that movie series. So
Heart of the Sea, which is a new Ron Howard movie with Chris Hemsworth and Cillian Murphy in it.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Insurgent, which who cares, but it'll be huge.
I've read it.
Get Hard, Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
I want to see
yeah.
that.
Comes out on the same day that the new animated IP from DreamWorks comes out called Home, which has Steve Martin, Rihanna, Jennifer Lopez, Jim Parsons in it. It'll be huge for families.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Then we get into April, June, which is typically the big ones.
Right.
Furious 7.
I'm excited for
cool.
that.
Yeah, I'll be
Paul
excited
Blart
about
2.
That.
Nope.
Who cares?
Yeah,
Child 44, which is Tom Hardy.
Ooh,
I love Tom Hardy.
It's Gary Oldman, that type of movie.
Ooh. Nice.
Run All Night, which is a movie with Liam Neeson in All it, right. a new Liam Neeson movie.
So he's got Taken 3 and this one?
Yeah.
Mm.
And Child 44, Run All Night, and Paul Blart 2 all come out on the same day.
Damn.
Nice, wow.
And then Rock the Casbah, which is a new movie that has a bunch of people in it. Bruce Willis, Kate Hudson,
Casbah.
Scott Kahn, Zoe Deschanel, Bill Murray.
Wow.
Then.
Well.
That's a big
Deschanel,
cast.
Deschanel, honestly, she kind of sucks.
May.
Okay.
Okay. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Obviously.
Yes.
Mad Max reboot.
Obviously.
Cool. Pitch
Tom
Perfect,
Hardy's there,
yep,
right?
He's
yeah.
in that.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect 2, which will be huge.
Yeah,
I don't really
it
care,
will.
But it'll
it
be
will.
Huge.
Yeah,
it
we're
will.
Not going to go see it, but a lot of people will.
A new movie called Spy, which is directed by Paul Feig, who made Bridesmaids and The Heat. Which got Melissa McCarthy in it, Jason
right.
Statham, Rose Byrne, Jude Law.
Bridesmaids was like the best chick flick I've ever seen, probably.
And then Tomorrowland, the new George Clooney movie. And
I
then,
haven't seen that. That's a Disney one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another, and then a Cameron Crowe project, which is yet to be titled. And Cameron Crowe's a guy who made like Jerry Maguire. Yeah, so he's
Never
kind of like, he's like a big director.
All right.
June, Entourage.
Fuck yeah!
Insidious 3.
Nah.
Jurassic World.
Yes.
The next original Pixar movie, Inside Out.
All right.
Paper Towns.
Excited.
The John Green guy. He'll be huge.
John Green?
Yeah. You know, the guy who made, like, Fault in Our Stars and...
Nope.
I never watched that.
No, but it was huge.
Okay.
Paper Towns. The Transporter Legacy.
Really?
And Ted 2.
There's a new Transporter coming out.
Yeah.
I love the Transporter series.
And Ted 2.
And Ted 2.
I heard about Ted 2 coming out, but that's cool.
Like, for example, Inside Out, the Pixar movie, Paper Towns, the lady movie, and the Transporter Legacy, the man movie, all come out on the same day.
Damn.
That's like, generally, a Pixar movie comes out by itself.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's why people are going crazy. July. Terminator Genesis.
Holy shit.
Really? Arnold back as Terminator.
Are you kidding?
And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger back as a Terminator.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Magic Mike 2.
I heard
they were going to make that.
A Minions standalone movie.
That will be huge.
Ant-Man.
Huge. Huge.
Pan, which is a Peter Pan reboot, which will be huge for families.
Yep,
for sure.
And then a movie called Trainwreck.
What month is this? June?
This is July.
July.
Trainwreck is a movie. It's a new Judd Apatow movie.
Okay.
So that'll be huge. They always make Poltergeist reboot of the old horror movie.
Wow.
A movie called Grimsby, which has Sacha Baron Cohen in it.
Okay.
And Isla Fisher.
All right.
And then a movie called Point Break, which is a remake of the old Point Break.
Right.
That's July. August, Fantastic Four. Reboot of the Fantastic Four.
All the old ones suck. That's hopefully they
These are all next year.
These are all next year.
Wow.
We're only to August.
I haven't even seen
August
a trailer
7th.
For
I know.
That's nuts.
Masterminds, which is a movie with Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, and Jason Sudeikis.
Awesome.
Right. So that'll be crazy good.
Yeah.
And then a movie called Regression.
What's up with fucking Owen Wilson?
Which has Emma Watson in it.
I love her. Seriously, I want to fuck the living shit out of Emma Watson.
Jesus. September. Jane Got a Gun, which is the new Natalie Portman, Ewan McGregor movie.
Okay.
Triple Nine, which is a movie with Casey Affleck, Chitwell, Ildefour, Woody Harrelson, Aaron Paul, Kate Winslet. Huge cast.
Woody Harrelson fan.
Huge cast. The Visit, which is a new M. Night Shyamalan movie, which no one knows anything about, but it's the next M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I'm sure
it'll
suck
boy.
Dick.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Yeah, of course it will. And then a movie called Crimson Peak. Which, for some reason... Oh, it has a... That's the new Guillermo del Toro movie.
Guillermo del Toro, okay.
So, he's a big dude.
Right, yeah, he's a big director.
And then St. James Place, which is... Where's that one at? That one is a Steven Spielberg movie.
Okay. Cool.
Which was written by Ethan and Joel Coen.
All right.
Which, like, never happens that that the Coen brothers don't direct their movie. So,
right,
it's like this big team up.
So, that's The Matrix plus Steven Spielberg.
No, not The Matrix.
No.
This is like No Country for Old Men, those guys.
I never watched that.
Right.
And then a Vacation reboot.
A Vacation?
Yeah, like the Chevy Chase Vacation reboot.
Never saw it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
The Visit, which is... Oh, sorry, that's the next M.I. Shyamalan movie. Black Mass, which is a new action movie that has Johnny Depp in it. And Benedict Cumberbatch and Dakota.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be huge.
I like both of those.
Everest is coming out. And that'll have Sam Worthington, Jake Gyllenhaal, Josh Brolin, Keira Knightley.
Worthington is
the guy from Avatar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then in October, London Has Fallen, which is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. That's the name of it.
Oh.
With Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gerard Butler's in it, maybe?
Yep. He's back in it.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
Didn't expect a sequel
expected a sequel for that.
And then a movie called The Walk, which is the next Robert Zemeckis movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Ben Kingsley.
Okay.
That'll be huge. The Jungle Book, live action Jungle Book.
Oh, no fucking way. That's
so that'll be
awesome.
That'll be
that's
huge.
Nuts.
And it's made by Jon Favreau,
okay,
the guy behind Iron Man.
Perfect.
So that'll be huge. And then a movie called The Last Witch Hunter, which is an action adventure with Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood and Michael Caine.
All right.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I like that cast, too.
Now we get into the holidays.
All right.
So every single month there's been a blockbuster.
October, for sure.
Three blockbusters.
Shit, man.
November, a movie called Spectre comes out. That's the name of the next James Bond movie directed by Sam Mendes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Starring?
What does Sam Mendes do?
He did Skyfall, American Beauty. Daniel Craig.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
Daniel
cool.
Craig.
Yeah, as long as it's still Daniel
Christoph
Craig,
Waltz will be the bad guy.
Okay.
And it brings back the entire cast from the last movie. Ralph Fiennes.
Christoph Waltz.
He's like the guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Which guy?
The German guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I love that man. Yes. Okay, the guy from Django.
Yeah, we just watched
the guy from Django.
And Glorious Bastards, man. Yep. That dude can act.
Oh, man, I love that shit.
A movie I won't see, but it'll be huge. The Peanuts movie.
Dude.
Movie based off Snoopy.
Yep.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Huge.
And then a movie from Ridley Scott, written by one of my favorite writers, Drew Goddard, the man who made Cloverfield.
Right.
Called The Martian, with Matt Damon, Jessica Chastain, Christian Wiig, Kate Mara, Michael Pena, Mackenzie Davis, Jeff Daniels, Sean Bean, Donald Glover, and Chitwell Ejiofor.
Wow, Donald Glover.
Those
in there?
Were a lot of names I recognized.
Yes, it was.
I honestly only know like three of those names.
Now, December. Okay. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yes! Oh, my God. Did you come when you saw that trailer? Because I did. I know I did.
You know how many people I've heard say that they hated that trailer?
Oh,
only
my
morons.
God. Everyone hates the lightsaber. I've
seen.
I
love it. What's wrong
with it? I don't get it.
I think it's cool.
It looks fucking sick. As long as it's not a fucking whip and it's a sword, then
who
I'm
cares?
Fine.
Yeah, yeah
I'm
better
fine.
Not be a whip.
Also, Sisters, which is the next Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie that comes out. I won't care, but there it is. Kung Fu Panda 3.
Wow.
Will be coming out.
Gonna be huge.
Mission Impossible 5.
Gonna be fucking huge.
Which Tom Cruise and Jeremy Renner, Simon Pegg, this
is all
in December.
It's gonna be on fucking
Christmas Day.
Yep.
And then the next movie from David O. Russell, who made like American Hustle and Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay.
Will be coming out. It's called Joy. It's got Robert De Niro and Jennifer Lawrence in it again.
All right.
And then a movie called Dirty Grandpa, which is made
by
Dan Mazur, who is a noted funny director, and it has Zac Efron and Robert De Niro in it.
Wow.
And that takes you to the end of 2015.
Jeez.
It's just, there's a huge amount of movies.
There is a lot.
There really is.
That was a lot.
And what's crazy is that just skimming through 2016, you have the Deadpool movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Which
I'm
comes
such
out.
A huge Deadpool fan.
There's a Ben Hur reboot. There's
God
a Warcraft live action movie coming out. First part of the series finale of Divergent comes out. Batman versus Superman.
Right.
Yep. Can't wait.
They're making Beverly Hills Cop 4, which will be huge.
With Eddie Murphy, of course.
There's a Clifford the Big Red Dog movie.
Wow.
Coming out. Goosebumps, the movie is coming out. The next Frank Darabont movie is coming out. The Huntsman. Captain America, Civil War. Another Alice in Wonderland movie.
Cool.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Sweet.
Conjuring 2. Now You See Me 2.
Oh,
that's cool. That's
the
good
Uncharted movie. Finding Dory, the sequel to Finding Nemo.
No way.
Independence Day 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A repeat of The Mummy.
No one expected that.
What?
That's
stupid. And then Transformers 5.
Last
Mummy was
Angry
terrible.
Birds.
What?
Tarzan reboot.
What?
The next Bourne movie.
Wow.
Ice Age 5.
Wow.
A Knights of the Round Table movie. Live action. A Power Rangers movie.
2016.
Planet of the Apes
it.
3. Another Smurfs movie. The Suicide Squad movie.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the Suicide Squad. You know Will Smith is playing in the Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I do.
And Tom Hardy and Jared Leto.
It's the first DC movie that I actually care about.
I am excited about that one.
It's the first movie I actually care about.
DC, like, Batman, shut the fuck up.
And Jungle Book Origins, which is the second. Jungle Book is being directed by Andy Serkis.
Really?
And it's written by the guy who wrote the Harry Potter movies.
It's going to be fucking good.
It's directed by Gollum.
Yep.
Well, he's a beast.
And then Doctor Strange comes out.
It's gonna be good.
Skull Island, a reboot of King Kong, comes out. The Sinister Six comes out. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the next Harry Potter movie, comes out. And then the first Star Wars standalone movie comes out in 2016.
What is that? Standalone?
They haven't announced it.
What does that
mean? Doing like the Avengers. Like, this is the Avengers, and then they're going to start breaking them off. Yeah.
No fucking shit.
Yeah. 2017, real quick.
Jesus Christ.
Wolverine 3.
You're blowing my mind, man.
Divergent Part 2.
Jeez.
Pacific Rim 2.
Oh,
Guardians
shit.
Of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, my God.
Lego Batman, How to Train Your Dragon 3. Toy Story 4. Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales. Fantastic Four 2, Thor Ragnarok. Black Panther. Justice League Part 1.
Both.
And The Croods 2.
So many Marvel movies. The Croods is seriously one of
the
best children's movies ever.
The Croods is pretty good. I mean, it has Nick Cage in it.
Yeah.
Which is my nigga.
As a voice, he's the nigga. But as an actual actor, he kind of blows. Dude.
2018.
Nick Cage is my man.
2018, Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Yeah.
Lego Movie 2, Madagascar 4, Untitled Godzilla sequel.
Hell yeah.
The next Terminator movie, Captain Marvel.
Wait, they're another doing two Terminator movies?
Another X-Men.
This is now 2018.
This is 2008. Right. Another X-Men movie, Aquaman, the Inhumans movie.
Aquaman.
The sequel to the Harry Potter movie.
They're going to cast Vinny Chase for that one.
And then in 2019, which is the last year that they have movies slated for.
Jeez.
Shazam, which is the next, it's another DC movie.
Also known as Captain
Avengers,
Marvel.
Avengers Infinity War 2 Justice League 2. That's right.
So when's the original Justice League come out?
2017? 16.
16?
I think. Yeah, the end of 2016.
Holy shit. Yep. So a whole bunch of fucking sequels.
That's exactly right.
A whole bunch of repetitiveness.
So basically we're getting whole bunch of new ones.
Great.
This year, and then we're going to get...
2016's building up for crazy shit.
Right, it's going to be insane.
And then 2017 and 18 are going to blow your mind even more.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
It's great to know no matter what happens in the next 4 years, we will always have great movies to go to and see.
Yep. All right. We got to wrap up. We only got 10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Yes, so say goodbye.
Love you guys.
Bye.
We'll see you.
We don't send
we'll see you next
love
year.
Back.
Let's one let's way kick this pick.
What?
Let's kick this pick.
Fire in the face.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.